are very fortunate because a great honorable guest in our mud, Hazrat Mawlana Muhammad Rafiq Al-Qurani Sahib, Al-Mad Dhirul Ali, Hazrat, mashallah, recited very beautifully also. And Hazrat is one of our elders of our country. So let us pay attention, inshallah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لله ما في السماوات وما في الأرض وإن تبدوا ما في أنفسكم أو تخفوه يحاسبكم به الله فيغفر لمن يشاء ويعذب من يشاء والله على كل شيء قدير. آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله وقالوا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها لا ما كسبت وعليها ما اكتسبت ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا ربنا ولا تحملنا منا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين صدق الله العظيم.
Jazakum Allah Hazrat Maulana for that beautiful recitation. Respected elders and friends, once again we have a great opportunity to listen to our very honorable, illustrious Sheikh, our honorable guest Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Qaddazilul Ali. Hazrat has made a special safar despite his very strenuous program and all the time on traveling, so much responsibilities at home also. So many people coming for the spiritual reformation, yet Hazrat has made it a point to bless us with his honor and come to this gathering. So we should be really appreciative and sit attentively and make dua that the spirituality, the nur, the kayfiyat, ihsan, taqwa that is in the heart of Hazrat can penetrate our hearts also. And this shouldn't be, this will be the last program of this jalsa. But inshallah we hope Hazrat will visit us time and again and Hazrat's website is also available. We should try and listen to the programs regularly. Majlis takes place. And in this way, we can keep contact. We can benefit also, inshallah. Hazrat said, Darhasi.
الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا اللہ اللہ کیا مزہ مرشد کے میخانے میں ہے اللہ اللہ کیا مزہ مرشد کے میخانے میں ہے دونوں عالم کا مزہ بس ایک پیمانے میں ہے جس نے مرشد کے میخانے کا مزہ نہ چکھا ہو وہ اس کو سمجھ بھی نہیں سکتا اہل اللہ کی صحبت میں جب آدمی جاتا ہے اخلاص کے ساتھ, شرط ہے اخلاص کی, اخلاص کے ساتھ جاتا ہے تو پہلے ہی مجلس میں جب اس پر چوٹ لگتی ہے اللہ کی محبت کی تو باہر نکلتے بدبان حال یہ شعر پڑھتا ہے, کس طرح فریاد کرتے ہیں بتا دو قاعدہ, کس طرح فریاد کرتے ہیں بتا دو قاعدہ, اے اسیران قفس میں نو گرفتاروں میں ہوں. کہ اللہ کی محبت میں کس طرح فریاد کی جاتی ہے, اللہ کی محبت میں کس طرح رویا جاتا ہے, مجھے کچھ معلوم نہیں, میں تو آج نیا نیا اللہ کی محبت میں گرفتار ہوا ہوں. یہاں تک کہ جب چند مجالس میں شرکت کرتا ہے پھر بزبان حال یہ شعر پڑھتا ہے, کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی, کہاں تک پاس بدنامی, کلیجہ تھام لو یارو کہ ہم فریاد کرتے ہیں, کلیجہ تھام لو یارو کہ ہم داڑھی رکھتے ہیں. ہر عمل پھر اس کے لیے آسان ہو جاتا ہے, کہتا مجھ سے برداشت نہیں ہو رہا ہے, اس لیے کہ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا تعارف مجھے نہیں تھا پہلے, آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے عشق اور ان کی محبت میرے قلب کے اندر پہلے نہیں تھی, اب شیخ کی مجلس میں آ کر وہ چیزیں پیدا ہوئیں تو اب جس سے محبت ہوتی ہے آدمی اس کے کلچر کو قبول کرتا ہے, چاہتا ہے کہ اس کی ہر چیز کو, ہر سنت کو زندہ کرے. آپ عرب امارات میں چلے جائیں تو جتنے لوگ وہاں کے مواطن ہیں وطنی, وہ کاج اس طرف رکھتے ہیں کیونکہ بادشاہ کا ہے. سعودیہ میں چلے جائے تو داڑھی جیسی بادشاہ کی ویسی بناتے ہیں, وجہ کیا ہے کہ اس سے محبت ہے. ایسی ہمیں بھی حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی محبت ہمارے قلوب میں پیدا ہو جائے تو پھر ہم بھی برداشت نہیں کریں گے کہ کہاں تک ضبط بے دابی, کہاں تک پاس بدنامی, کلیجہ تھام لو یارو کہ ہم فریاد کرتے ہیں. پھر وہ حضور اکرم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کلچر کو لہراتا ہے دنیا میں, جہاں بھی جاتا ہے آپ کے کلچر کو زندہ رکھتا ہے, مرغوب نہیں ہوتا, مغلوب نہیں ہوتا, وہ غالب ہو کر رہتا ہے, غالب ہو کر رہتا ہے. ہمارے شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ ابرار الحق صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ فرماتے ہیں کہ بچہ پیدا ہوتا ہے, پیدا ہوتے ہی دودھ پیتا ہے, پہلی غذا ہے, اور مرتے دم تک دودھ پیتا رہتا ہے لیکن دودھ سے سبق نہیں حاصل کرتا. دودھ کہتا ہے کہ میں چائے کے اندر ون کپ ٹی, ون کپ ٹی, اس میں دو چمچے تھوڑا سا دودھ جاتا ہے, مزاج بدل دیتا ہے, ذائقہ بدل دیتا ہے, خاصیت بدل دیتا ہے. کہتا ہے کہ میں جہاں جاتا ہوں غالب ہو کر رہتا ہوں, معاشرے میں مغلوب نہیں ہوتا, مجھے پیتے تو ہو لیکن جہاں جاتے ہو وہاں مغلوب ہو جاتے ہو, جیسا معاشرہ فحاشی کا اس میں اس رنگ میں رنگ جاتے ہو. مجھ سے سبق حاصل کرو کہ جہاں جاؤ غالب ہو کر رہو, مغلوب نہ ہو. مومن کی شان نہیں ہے کہ مغلوب ہو, مومن کی شان یہ ہے کہ جہاں جائے غالب ہو کر رہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم, الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, اما بعد, اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا. Other than this verse of the Quran al-Kareem, and thereafter he read some poetry, and the poetry, what it stands for is that the Shaykh, the Murshid, your guide, when you go to his khanqa or to his place of residence, then the pleasure that you receive there and the enjoyment received in the khanqa of the Shaykh, there's no words that can explain that, and there's no comparison to that, because there is where you benefit spiritually and you are linked directly unto Allah. There's nothing more valuable than that, so there's nothing that can be compared to that. And then he says, as it says here, that a person, he attends the majlis, he goes regularly, he gets that benefit, and he learns the sunnah. A person will imitate that person whom he loves. So he gives an example that you see the Saudi ruler, they have a small beard, so everyone there, they have the same beard. They love him, they honor him, and they imitate him. And we, on the other hand, our love is from none other than Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we will develop the culture and the habits of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And it must be such that wherever we go, we overpower with the sunnah, but we don't get overpowered. So he says that Hazrat Hardoi, rahimahullah, has mentioned that a child when he is born, he drinks milk, and for the rest of his life, he drinks milk, but he doesn't learn a lesson from that milk. And what is that lesson? That when he's big, he drinks tea, and in the tea, he may be putting two or three teaspoons of milk. And that milk changes the tea, the color, the taste, everything. Just a little milk. So the milk is telling you that be like me. Wherever I go and I am put into, I will overpower and I will become powerful. Everything else will get overpowered. So that's how we should be with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That wherever we go with the sunnah, we must overpower the other isms that are taking place there. It mustn't be that we enter a bad environment and we get overpowered by it, and we are affected and we become bad also.
تنہا نہ چل سکو گے محبت کی راہ میں تنہا نہ چل سکو گے محبت کی راہ میں میں چل رہا ہوں آپ میرے ساتھ آئیے. اللہ کا راستہ تنہا طے کرنا بہت مشکل ہوتا ہے, اس لیے حضرت مولانا عبد الحمید صاحب ادام اللہ وقاؤ نے آپ سب کو پورے سو سے کھینچ کر یہاں جمع کیا ہے تاکہ سب کو اللہ کے راستے میں چلنا آسان ہو جائے. حضرت شاہ زغنی صاحب پورپوری نور اللہ مرقدو نے ایک مرتبہ حضوالی صاحب سے فرمایا کہ حکیم اختر, ایسے تو اس زمانے میں اللہ کا راستے میں چلنا بہت مشکل ہے, لیکن اگر کسی اللہ والے کا ہاتھ ہاتھ میں آ جائے تو نہ یہ کہ راستہ آسان بلکہ مزیدار بھی ہو جاتا ہے.
It's a road which is difficult, and to go alone on that road is difficult. To reach your destination will be difficult alone. So the Shaykh is telling you that I am on that road, I'm also going on that road, so let's go together. When going together with someone else, it becomes easier. You're not despondent, you don't feel alone, you don't feel lonely, and you have company with you. It makes it not only that you reach your destination, but it also becomes pleasurable. And he said, therefore, Hazrat Imam Abdul Hamid Sahib has come here to speak to you, to advise you. He's come with this purpose that he is on that road to Allah. Join him, and inshallah all of us will reach with him, and Allah will make it easy for us and also pleasurable for us, inshallah. So he says that his esteemed father, rahimahullah, his shaykh told him one day, Hakim Akhtar, that this road, if you take someone with you, then it will become easier upon you. But alone, it's difficult, and you can become despondent, you can become frustrated. But to remove all that, join someone, hold someone's hand, and walk together, and inshallah you will reach together, and you will find a destination, inshallah.
Allah Ta'ala ne Quran Kareem mein jo irshad farmaya, wal ladina jahadu feena lanahdiyannahum subulana. Feena ay fi sabilina. Jo log mujahada ikhtiyar karte hain Allah ke raaste mein. Aap hazrat gharon se nikal kar aaye, sakht تیز ہوائیں برداشت کی اور 3 دن یہاں وقت لگایا, یہ مجاہدہ آپ نے اختیار کیا. کس کے لیے؟ اللہ کے رضا کے لیے, اللہ کے راستے میں کچھ سیکھنے کے لیے. کچھ سیکھنے والی چیز کیا ہے؟ اللہ کی محبت, اللہ کی محبت. وہ چیز نظر نہیں آتی. کسی کی جیب میں اگر ڈائمنڈ ہو 10 ملین کا تو نظر تو نہیں آئے گا, لیکن جس کے جیب میں ہوتا ہے وہ بڑا مست ہوتا ہے, خوش ہوتا ہے, کہتا ہے دوسروں کو کیا پتا کہ میں میری کیفیت کیا ہے اس وقت, اس لیے کہ میرے جیب کے اندر, وہ بھی اندر کے پاکٹ میں, کہ کہیں ایسا انہوں کوئی نکال لے, 10 ملین کا ڈائمنڈ رکھا ہوا ہے. ایسی مجالس میں آدمی آتا ہے تو اللہ کی محبت کا ڈائمنڈ کیا چیز ہے, وہ تو فانی ہے. ما عندکم ینفد وما عند اللہ باق. لیکن یہ اللہ کی محبت کا ڈائمنڈ جب اس کو مل جاتا ہے تو وہ اندر سے اتنا خوش ہوتا ہے, کہتا ہے کہ کسی کو کیا پتا کہ اللہ نے مجھے کتنی عظیم نعمت سے نوازا ہے, کتنی عظیم نعمت سے نوازا ہے, کہ جس کو کہ میں دکھا بھی نہیں سکتا. یہاں اگر دکھاؤں گا تو خطرہ ہے کہ کوئی مجھے چھین نہ لے. تو ڈائمنڈ تو فانی ہے, لیکن اللہ کی محبت یہ کروڑ ہا ڈائمنڈ سے زیادہ قیمتی چیز ہے.
Hazrat again read the ayat he read earlier on, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, those that strive, in other words, those that strive in the path of Allah. So as I said, that you came here to this gathering, to this masjid over 3 days, the weather wasn't too good, strong winds, cold, etc. But why did you come? You came for only one purpose, you came to learn. And what did you come and learn? Or what did you want to come and learn? You wanted to come and learn and accomplish the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That was your niyat, and that was your purpose. So he says that a person who has this, he will value it and he will understand it. A person, for example, has a diamond in his pocket worth 10 million. No one knows besides him. And he alone knows what is carrying on him and the value of it and the appreciation of it. So those that have the muhabbat of Allah, they know what it is. But they want to impart it to you, they want to share with you. And these majlis are such that you will develop this love. And he says that the diamond, what is the 10 million diamond compared to the love of Allah? Absolutely nothing. Because what you have by you, the Quran says, it will perish and it will come to an end. But that which Allah has in store for you in the Akhirah, that will remain forever.
Allah Muhammad, jisko chahte hain, is mujahide ke barkat se, usko jad farma ke, apna maqbool, apna mahboob bana lete hain. Uske liye mukhtalif turuq, taraiq, mukhtalif raaste, یہ اللہ تعالیٰ اس کی سبیل خود پیدا فرما دیتے ہیں. جیسا کہ حضرت ابراہیم ابن ادہم جو ہمارے سلسلے کے یعنی 34th شخص ہیں, اس کے 4 کے بعد پھر صحابی کے سلسلہ شروع ہو جاتا ہے, تصوف کا سلسلہ, یعنی اتنے متقدمین میں سے ان کے شمار ہوتے ہیں. بادشاہ تھے, اپنے وقت کے بادشاہ تھے, شاہی محل کے اندر آرام کر رہے تھے, چھت پر کچھ لوگوں کے چلنے کی آواز محسوس ہوئی تو ان کو تعجب ہوا کہ اتنی سیکورٹی, اتنی سب کچھ کے باوجود یہ شاہی محل میں کون گھسایا ہے. چنانچہ بستر سے اٹھ کر تھوڑا سا مجاہدہ اختیار کیا, گیلری میں جا کر آواز دی, تم کون لوگ ہو؟ تو انہوں نے کہا کہ ہمارا اونٹ گم ہو گیا ہے, ہم اس کو تمہاری چھت پہ تلاش کر رہے ہیں. اب یہ حیران رہ گئے, کہا کہ یہ شاہی محل ہے, بادشاہ کی محل کی چھت پہ کہیں اونٹ گم ہو سکتا ہے؟ تمہارا اونٹ دیہات سے یہاں آئے گا اس کی چھت پہ؟ تو کہا اگر اونٹ نہیں آ سکتا تو کیا اللہ کی محبت شاہی محل کے اندر تخت کے اوپر لیٹے ہوئے آئے گی؟ تمہیں ملے گی اللہ کی محبت؟ بس چوٹ لگی, وہ تو فرشتے تھے, وہ اپنا کام کر کے چلے گئے. صبح کو جب حضرت ابراہیم ابن ادہم نے شاہی دربار لگایا اور تمام وزرا منسٹر دائیں بائیں سب بیٹھے ہوئے ہیں, اجلاس شروع ہونے والا ہے, اچانک دیکھتے ایک نوجوان بہت ہی صحت مند وہ داخل ہوا اور شاہی محل میں نہ یمیناً دیکھتا ہے نہ یسارن, نہ دائیں نہ بائیں, نہ لیفٹ نہ رائٹ, سیدھا سیدھا آ کر شاہی محل پہ بوٹ جوتے کے ساتھ کھڑا ہو جاتا ہے. کھڑے ہو کر پھر اوپر نیچے دیکھ کر تو تعجب ہوا کہ یہ کون آدمی ہے, اتنا دلیر کی بغیر کسی سے پوچھے ہوئے شاہی محل کے اوپر آ کر جوتوں کے ساتھ اس طرح کھڑا. پوچھا آپ کی تعریف کیا ہے؟ نے کہا میں آیا تھا یہاں اقامت کرنے کے لیے, قیام کرنے کے لیے, رہنے کے لیے, لیکن مجھے بڑا افسوس ہے, یہ تو سرائے ہے, میں یہاں رہنا نہیں چاہتا, میں واپس جا رہا ہوں. بادشاہ سلامت حضرت ابراہیم نے ادہم نے فرمایا یہ شاہی محل ہے, تم دیکھتے نہیں اس کی بناوٹ تزئین, اتنا بڑا محل اور اس کے اندر تم سیدھا تخت کے اوپر آ کے کھڑے ہو گئے. کہا نہیں, یہ نہ شاہی محل ہے, یہ تو مسافر خانہ ہے, سرائے ہے. کہا نہیں نہیں, شاہی محل ہے. پوچھا کہ اچھا پھر آپ سے پہلے کون رہتا تھا یہاں؟ کہا میرے والد صاحب بادشاہ تھے. ان سے پہلے کون تھا؟ میرے دادا. وہ کہا آپ جب مریں گے تو پھر کون آئے گا؟ میرا بیٹا. پھر اس کے بعد میرا پوتا. تو کہا کہ جس جگہ کسی ایک کا قیام نہ ہو وہ تو سرائے نہیں, تو اور کیا ہے؟ مسافر خانہ ہے, مسافر خانہ ہے, میں اس میں قیام نہیں کرنا چاہتا. وہ نکلا باہر سیدھا گیٹ کی طرف واپس. حضرت ابراہیم نے ادہم دوڑ کر گئے, جا کر مصافحہ کر کے پوچھا کہ آپ کی تعریف کیا ہے؟ کہا کہ میں خضر ہوں. بس اتنا کہہ کے وہ غائب ہو گئے. دل پر چوٹ لگی, بس اسی وقت سب تخت شاہی چھوڑا اور دریائے دجلہ کے کنارے نیشاپور میں جا کر اللہ کی عبادت میں مشغول ہوئے. اور پھر اللہ نے اتنا اونچا مقام عطا فرمایا, اتنا اونچا مقام عطا فرمایا, یہ ہمارے سلسلے کے بالکل آخر کڑی میں جا کر یہ 34 نمبر پہ آتے ہیں. اس کے چار سلسلوں کے بعد حضرت علی رضی اللہ تعالیٰ عنہ تک یہ سلسلہ پہنچ جاتا ہے. تو کتنا اونچا مقام اللہ نے ان کو عطا فرمایا, لیکن اللہ نے پہلے جھنجھوڑا ان کو ہے. والذین جاہدوا فینا لنہدینہم سبلنا, ایک راستے نہیں بہت سارے راستے, تو کبھی ادھر فرشتوں کے ذریعے, کبھی ادھر جناب خضر کے ذریعے ان کو جھنجھوڑ کر اللہ نے اپنے قریب بلا دیا.
Subhanallah. It says that when Allah Ta'ala wants a person close, then He arranges those things and those happenings in his life that will draw him closer to Allah Ta'ala. So He gives the example of the famous Sayyidina Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahmatullahi alayh. And it says that growing up in our silsila, from us growing up, he is number 34 on the list. And after him there are only four, and then it is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala. So it was from very early buzugs. And when Allah Ta'ala wanted to draw him closer, one day he was resting at night in his house and he heard footsteps on the roof. He heard these footsteps and he was surprised that there's so much security here, guards here. Who is these people on the roof? So he called out and asked them, who are you? They said to him that we have come here, we have lost our camels, and we are searching for our camels. So he said to them that, how is it possible? Firstly on the roof, and roof of the palace, how would camels reach here? So they said to him that if camels cannot reach here, if you think it's impossible for camels to reach here, then how do you expect to attain Allah in this luxury and pomp and glory? That was the one incident. The second one is that he was sitting in his court and a person walked in, a youngster with shoes, sort of seemed disrespectful, walked right up, and people were surprised that this youngster's got this courage, just walked up to the king, walked straight to him, and he looked at the place, looked around and said, I'm not prepared to stay in this hotel or this motel, Musafir Khana. So the king answered and said, this is not a Musafir Khana, can't you see? This is a palace. This is my court. This is my palatial area. So he said, no, this is definitely a hotel or a motel. So he said, why? I will tell you why. Who was here before you? He asked Ibrahim ibn Adham, who was here before you? He said, my father. And now you are here. Who will be after you? My son. Who will be after him? His son. In other words, my grandson. So he said, isn't this a hotel? A hotel is a place where people come and go. They are never permanent. So this is a hotel. And you are here for a short while. Your father was here, he's gone. You're gone. Your son comes, he's gone. This is a hotel. And he walked out. This person walked out. Ibrahim ibn Adham, rahimahullah, ran after him and asked him that, who are you? He said, I am Khidr. So this was another means of Allah Ta'ala drawing the king, the king of Balkh, towards him. And thereafter, he left all this and he sat on the riverbanks and for years, As I said, he made mujahada, وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا, he made a lot of effort, and through the barakat of that, Allah Ta'ala raised him to a very, very high status, so much so that with pride we take his name today, and we say that we are in the same silsila with this great wali of Allah.
Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mubarak, muhaddis-e-kabir, bahut bade muhaddis the, bahut bade alim the, جن کا نام جتنے بھی علماء ہیں سب جانتے ہیں کہ کتنے بڑے محدث تھے. ان کا ایک غلام تھا, خادم تھا, وہ دن کو خدمت کرتا تھا اور رات کو آزاد کیا ہوا تھا. اس کے بدلے میں وہ ایک درہم لا کر ان کو پیش کرتا تھا, ایک درہم. لوگوں نے شکایت کی کہ آپ کا غلام جو ہے یہ کفن چوری کرتا ہے, روزانہ قبرستان جاتا ہے. فرمایا کہ میرا غلام ایسا کام کرے ناممکن ہے. میں حدیث پڑھاتا ہوں اور رات دن وہ بھی حدیث سنتا ہے, قال اللہ قال الرسول, ناممکن ہے. چنانچہ پھر شکایت جب ملی تو حضرت عبداللہ ابن مبارک نے سوچا کہ دیکھنا چاہیے کہیں ایسا تو نہیں واقعی ہے ایسی حرکت کرتا ہے. چنانچہ جب وہ رات کو نکلا تو اس کے پیچھے آہستہ آہستہ یہ بھی روانہ ہو گئے. دیکھا کہ وہ قبرستان گیا اور ایک قبر پہ مٹی ہٹانے کے بعد تختہ ہٹایا اور قبر کے اندر داخل ہو گیا۔ اب ان کو کچھ شک پڑ گیا کہ واقعی یہ تو ایسے معلوم ہوتا ہے لیکن باہر نہیں نکل رہا ہے۔ کافی دیر ہو گئی، جب قریب گئے تو دیکھا کہ وہ زار و قطار رو رہا ہے، اللہ سے فریاد کر رہا ہے، اے رب کریم یہ میری پہلی منزل ہے، اگر یہ آسان ہو گئی تو میری تمام منزلیں آسان ہو جائیں گی، یا رب کریم میری اس منزل کو آسان کر دینا، میرے اندر عذاب سہنے کی طاقت نہیں ہے۔ اللہ سے گڑ گڑا کر رو رو کر دعائیں مانگ رہا ہے، عجیب کیفیت اس پر طاری ہے۔ جب صبح صادق کا وقت قریب آیا تو وہ قبر سے باہر نکلا اور پھر اس نے تختے رکھے، پھر مٹی ڈالی اور مٹی ڈالنے کے بعد پھر واپس ہوا۔ حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک پیچھے چھپ کر چلتے چل رہے ہیں، مسجد قریب میں آئی تو مسجد میں داخل ہوا اور مسجد میں داخل ہونے کے بعد اس نے سنت ادا کی دو رکعت، اس کے بعد جماعت کے ساتھ فجر کی نماز پڑھی، اس کے بعد سارے نمازی نکل گئے، یہ اکیلا بیٹھا ہوا ہے اور دونوں ہاتھ اٹھا کر اللہ سے پھر فریاد شروع کر دی کہ اے رب کریم آپ کو معلوم ہے میں غلام ہوں، اور غلام بھی کس کا؟ حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک جیسے مشہور محدث ہیں، اتنے بڑے محدث کا میں غلام ہوں، اور میرا ان سے معاہدہ ہے کہ ایک درہم میں صبح ان کو دوں گا، تو یا رب کریم مجھے تو اپنی آخرت کی فکر ہے، میں تو یہ درہم بھی نہیں کما سکا، میں میری کتنی سکی ہوگی، یا رب کریم اپنے فضل و کرم سے میری اس منزل کو آسان کر دیئے تاکہ مجھے وہ پیسے مل جائیں، میں صبح ان کو ادا کر دوں تاکہ میں اپنے دین کے کام میں لگا رہوں، آخرت کی فکر میں لگا رہوں۔ گڑ گڑا کر جب دعا مانگتا رہا تو حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک نے دیکھا کہ ایک شعلہ سا آسمان سے آیا مسجد میں اور سامنے وہ سکہ آ کر گرا، اس نے اس کو اٹھایا اور اللہ کا شکر ادا کیا کہ اے رب کریم تیرا کرم ہے، احسان ہے کہ تو نے میری لاج رکھ لی کہ یہ سکہ مجھے عطا فرما دیا، اب میں روزانہ اپنی رات کو آپ کے پاس عبادت میں مصروف رہوں گا اور دل کو حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک کی خدمت کروں گا۔ بس یہ دیکھ کر حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک سے برداشت نہیں ہوا، سامنے آئے فرمایا کاش کہ میں تیرا غلام ہوتا تو میرا مالک ہوتا، کاش کہ میں تیرا غلام ہوتا تو میرا مالک ہوتا، اتنا اونچا مقام اللہ نے تجھے عطا فرمایا کہ تم نے ابھی گڑ گڑا کر اللہ سے وہ سکہ بھی مانگ لیا، اور میں نے رات قبر میں بھی دیکھا کہ تو کس طرح رو رہا ہے، کس طرح فریاد کر رہا ہے۔ بس اس نے آسمان کی طرف چہرہ اٹھا کر کہا کہ اے رب کریم یہ میرے اور آپ کے درمیان، بینی و بینک، بینی و بینک، میرے اور آپ کے درمیان کا معاملہ تھا، اب یہ تیسرے شخص کو اطلاع ہو گئی ہے، اب میرا زندہ رہنا مناسب نہیں ہے۔ یہ کہہ کر چیخ مار کے رونا شروع کیا، روتا رہا روتا رہا، یہاں تک کہ اس کا انتقال ہو گیا۔ حضرت عبداللہ بن مبارک نے اس کو غسل و عرق دے کر جن کپڑوں میں تھا انہی کپڑوں میں اس کی تدفین کروا دی۔ رات کو خواب میں جناب نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم تشریف لائے، حضرت ابراہیم علیہ السلام تشریف لائے، آپ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم نے ارشاد فرمایا کہ عبداللہ بن مبارک کیا تمہارے پاس کوئی اچھا کفن نہیں تھا، تم نے میرے محبوب کو اسی ٹاٹ میں دفن کر دیا۔ اللہ اکبر، کہ کتنا اللہ کے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کبھی وہ کتنا محبوب تھا کہ خواب میں تشریف لا کر فرما رہے ہیں کہ تمہارے پاس کوئی اچھا کفن نہیں تھا کہ اس کو بہترین کفن دے کر تم دفن کر دیتے، تم نے اسی ٹاٹ میں لپیٹ کر اس کو دفن کر دیا۔ معلوم ہوتا ہے کہ بعض بندے عند اللہ بہت زیادہ مقبول ہوتے ہیں لیکن عوام ان کو نہیں پہچانتے، کیونکہ ان کا معاملہ اللہ اور بندے کے درمیان کا ہوتا ہے، تیسرے شخص کو اس کی خبر بھی نہیں ہوتی، تیسرے شخص کو اس کی خبر بھی نہیں ہوتی۔ یہ مقام جن لوگوں کو حاصل ہوتا ہے وہ اپنے آپ کو چھپا کر رکھتے ہیں۔ شیخ العرب والعجم حاجی امداد اللہ مہاجر مکی نور اللہ مقدر اپنے کمرے کے اندر ذکر فرما رہے تھے، مولانا قاسم نانوتی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کمرے کے باہر چارپائی پہ بیٹھے ہوئے تھے، دشمن آ گیا اور گھوڑوں پر سوار تو سمجھ گئے کہ بس اللہ خیر کرے، اب تو خیریت نہیں ہے۔ مولانا قاسم نانوتی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سرانے بیٹھے تھے، پاؤں کی طرف ہو گئے، پہلے آتے پوچھا کہ قاسم کو دیکھا آپ نے؟ کہا ابھی تھوڑی دیر پہلے یہاں بیٹھا ہوا تھا. تو انہوں نے کہا جلدی جا کے دیکھو باہر پری ابھی دور نہیں گیا ہوگا, جلدی پکڑو. اور حضرت کے کمرے میں داخل ہوئے. اب حضرت اب یہ ان کی چیخ نکل گئی, اللہ خیر کرے اب شیخ کی کیا عزت رہے گی. سارا کمرہ تلاش کرتے کرتے واپس آئے, واپس چلے گئے. پھر یہ دوسری طرف سے آئے, دیکھا حضرت کے کمرے میں, تو حضرت لا الہ الا اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ. اب تو یہ حیران رہے گی کہ حضرت جی حضرت ابھی دشمن آیا تھا اور تو آپ کو گرفتار کرنے کے لیے آیا تھا اتنے لشکر کے ساتھ, اور آپ کہاں چلے گئے تھے؟ کہا میں تو یہیں تھا. وہ تو میں نے قدموں کی آہٹ جب سنی تو میں نے فوراً کہا یا باطن, بس اللہ نے مجھے غائب کر دیا. جب مجھے محسوس ہو گیا کہ ان کے بوٹ کی آواز کہ وہ نکل گئے, پھر میں نے اللہ کا نام لیا یا ظاہر, تو اللہ نے مجھے ظاہر کر دیا. آپ بتائیے کتنا اونچا مقام کہ اللہ کے اسماء کا ظہور ان پر ہو رہا ہے. یا باطن کہا غائب ہو گئے, اور یا ظاہر کہا پھر ظاہر ہو گئے. یہ بعض چیزیں اللہ اور بندے کے درمیان میں مخفی ہوتی ہے, جس کو ہر آدمی سمجھ نہیں سکتا. ہر آدمی سمجھ نہیں سکتا. یہ باتیں ہیں راز و نیاز کی. ہم تمہیں کیا شعر ہے, ہم تمہیں بس آگاہ ہیں اس ربط خفی سے. اللہ کے اور بندے کے درمیان جو راز و نیاز ہے, تو بندہ جانتا ہے اور اللہ جانتا ہے, دوسرا کسی کو. اور باتیں تو ہیں ہر دم مگر آواز نہیں ہے. دل قلب کا راستہ, دل کا راستہ اللہ سے ہر وقت ہے, لیکن کسی کو پتہ نہیں اس کا.
This gives an incident and it says that the great muhaddith and great alim whom we are all aware of, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mubarak rahmatullahi alayh, he had a slave and the agreement between him and the slave was that every day, daily, the slave will give him one dirham. Every morning, the slave would come and present the dirham to the master, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullahi alayhi. Some people came and complained to Hazrat Abdullah that your slave is a, what in Urdu they call a kafan jor. He steals the kafan from the graves. Someone is buried today, he goes, he steals the kafan, sells it, and that's how he gets his money. So Hazrat Abdullah believed this. He said, no, it can't be. He's my slave and he sits in my hadith lessons. He can't be doing this. After a while, he thought to himself, he'd rather find out and check and see what the true story is. So at night, he was free. He used to work in the day. At night, he was free to do whatever he wanted. So the slave left and went away and Hazrat followed him to see what is he up to. And he saw him going to the Qabristan, to the grave, opened up the grave and got inside and stayed there for very long. Now Hazrat thought to himself that most probably he is what they are saying. Why is he entering a grave? Most probably to steal a coffin, and what they are saying is true. And then after a while he goes closer and he hears the slave of his crying and pleading unto Allah that Ya Allah, this place here, this grave, is my first station of the stations of the year after. And he's begging Allah and crying to Allah and say, Ya Allah, if you make this station easy for me, then everything else will become easy. And if this becomes difficult, then what's going to happen to me after on the next stations?
Allah.
So Abdullah ibn Mubarak was astonished when he heard this. And this person came out of the grave before Fajr closed it up. But Abdullah ibn Mubarak could not bear it anymore. And he presented himself and he said to him, Ajib, unique words he said to him. He said, if only I was your slave and you were my master. It was extreme humility. Otherwise, you are such a high level. You are such a great wali of Allah. And this is your status and I was completely unaware of it. If I was your slave, I would have been happy. And this person then made dua unto Allah. And he said, Ya Allah, the secret between me and you, it was only between me and you. No one else knew about it. And now this third person has come to know of my condition, of my status, and I'm not pleased with that. And he cried unto Allah, and cried unto Allah, and then finally Allah took his life away. But before that, as he mentions also, that he went to the masjid, after the Qabristan, he went to the masjid, and he raised his two rakah sunnah of Fajr, read Fajr with the Imam. And thereafter again he cried unto Allah and he said, Ya Allah, the agreement between myself and my master, Abdullah ibn Mubarak, rahmatullah alayhi, is that I present every day one dirham to him. And you know, Ya Allah, the night I spent, where I spent it, how I spent it. I don't have the strength to earn and to worry about my akhirah. It's difficult. So, Ya Allah, help me. I seek your assistance. And he says that at that moment, Abdullah al-Mubarak says, I saw a small flame coming from the sky, and from that flame, a coin fell. And this way, he received his income, and he knew to present this income to me. But as I said earlier, that when he came to know that Abdullah knows about my condition, he did not want to live anymore, and Allah accepted his dua and removed him from the scene. Thereafter, Hazrat mentions another incident of Hazrat Haji Imdadullah rahmatullahi alayhi, that these people, they prefer keeping their conditions hidden, and they don't want to become known to people. So Hazrat says that once he was sitting, and Hazrat Qasim Nanoti rahmatullahi alayhi was there, the enemies came to capture Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, and they were looking for him. Hazrat was in his room, he was making zikr, and they could not see him, they could not find him. They searched the room entirely, they could not find him. They went away, and they came back, again they searched, they couldn't find him. But when Hazrat Umar Qasim Sahib entered the room, he found Hazrat there. These people searched, now a few minutes ago he was not there, but yeah, I'm finding him, he's here. So he said, Hazrat, these people came and they looked for you, and they searched for you, and they could not find you. Where were you? What happened? So he says that when they came, I took the name of Allah, Ya Baqim. And through the barakah of this name of Allah, Allah made me invisible to them. They could not see me. It was like as if I was not present here. And they did not find me. Allah protected me. And when they left, then I made the name of the zikr of Ya Zahiru. And through the barakah of that name, Allah brought him back to the condition when you can see me. So in other words, through the barakah of his names, I made dua unto Allah. Allah accepted. So these are these great people that through using one name of Allah, the dua is accepted, and Allah Ta'ala makes it easy for them, to their piety and to their link and connection with Allah Ta'ala.
هذا الشاب غني صاحب پلپوری نور اللہ مرقدہ تقریبا 6-7 گھنٹے ذکر کیا کرتے تھے رات کو 3 بجے اٹھ کر ذکر شروع کرتے تھے اور فجر کی نماز کے بعد بھی تقریبا 2 گھنٹے بیٹھے رہتے تھے والد صاحب نور اللہ مقدہ پیچھے آپ کے اور تیسرا کوئی شخص نہیں ہوتا تھا ایک سانپ اکثر آ کر وہ بھی قریب میں بیٹھ جاتا تھا والد صاحب کو شروع میں بہت خوف محسوس ہوا حضرت سے بتایا فرمایا کہ نہیں وہ ذکر سننے کے لیے آتا ہے وہ کوئی مخلوق ہے اس لیے ڈرنے کی ضرورت نہیں اور جیسے جیسے حضرت ذکر کرتے تھے ویسے وہ بھی جھومتا رہتا تھا اللہ کا نام سے کئی کئی گھنٹے ذکر کرتے ہوئے جب حضرت پہ زیادہ کیفیت اسٹیم بڑھ جاتی تھی تو زور سے اللہ 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 کرتے تھے جیسے کہ کوئلے کا انجن جب چلتا تھا تو وہ ڈھکن کھولتے تھے تاکہ بھاپ نکل جائے اپنے نارمل کنڈیشن پہ آ جائے پھر کبھی آسمان کی طرف دیکھ کر آ جا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں آ جا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں ہے اللہ اکبر اللہ تعالیٰ سے گفتگو ہو رہی ہے کہ آ جا میری آنکھوں میں سما جا میرے دل میں یہ کیفیات قلبیہ یہ اہل اللہ کی صحبت سے ملتی ہیں جب آپ جائیں گے وقت لگائیں گے یہاں تو آپ 3 دن کا ایک راستہ بتایا گیا آپ کو آزاد ول جا کر جب حضرت کے پاس قیام کریں گے کچھ وقت لگائیں گے اور وہاں ذکر کریں گے تو کیفیت بڑھتی چلی جائیں گی چونکہ مرغی کا انڈا جب تک مرغی کے نیچے 21 دن نہ رہے اس میں جان نہیں پیدا ہوتی وہ مرغی کا انڈا انڈا ہی رہے گا مرغی کا انڈا انڈا ہی رہے گا لیکن اگر 21 دن تسلسل کے ساتھ اور مرغی بھی وہاں بیٹھی رہے یہ نہ ہوگی مرغی تو فرانس گئی ہوئی انڈے وہاں تو مرغی بھی موجود رہے تاکہ اس کے پروں کی گرمی سے اس کے اندر حیات پیدا ہو جائے جب 21 دن کے بعد اس کو کچھ کہنا نہیں پڑتا وہ خود ہی چونچ مار کر اندر سے پھر وہ بھی یہ شعر پڑھتے ہیں کہاں تک ضبط پیدا بھی کہاں تک پاس بندہ بھی کلیجا تھام لو یارو کہ ہم فریاد کرتے ہیں وہ ٹونٹ مار کر اور جناب توڑ کر کے چھلکا توڑ کر کے وہ بچہ باہر نکل جاتا ہے چوزا اور پھر ماں کے ساتھ ساتھ رہتا ہے اور وہ اس کو سمجھاتی رہتی ہے کہ دائیں بائیں اگر ہو جاؤ گے چیل پکڑ کے لے جائے گی, خبردار, ڈراتی رہتی ہے سب کو, من شزہ شزہ, اگر ذرا بھی دور ہو گئے تو بھیڑیا لے جائے گا. ایسے نیک ماحول سے جہاں دور جاؤ گے, شیخ بھی سمجھاتا ہے کہ نیک ماحول سے ہٹو گے, گندے ماحول میں جاؤ گے تو شیطان تمہیں اغوا کر کے لے جائے گا. تو جب وہ 21 دن اس کے پروں کے نیچے اس کی گرمی سے جب جان حیات پیدا ہو جائے گی تو وہ خود ہی توڑ کر کے باہر نکل آئے گا, باہر نکل آئے گا, اور چند دن کی تربیت کے بعد وہ خود جناب ایک مرغی تیار ہو جائے گی, اور بعض مرتبہ اسی انڈوں میں کوئی بطخ کا انڈا رکھ دیتا ہے, اور بطخ کا انڈا اب وہ پانی کے قریب جا کر پانی میں اتر جاتا ہے, تیرنا شروع کر دیتا ہے. اب شیخ صاحب باہر کھڑے دیکھ رہے ہیں کہ یہ کیا معاملہ ہے, یہ تو مجھ سے بھی آگے نکل گیا. تو بعض مریدین ایسے بھی اللہ تعالیٰ بھیج دیتے ہیں جو اعلیٰ سے اعلیٰ مقام طے کر لیتے ہیں, چونکہ معلوم نہیں ہوتا کہ اس کے اندر کیا صلاحیت ہے, اللہ نے کیا صلاحیت رکھی. اس لیے اپنے اوقات کو نکال کر جاؤ, وہاں وقت لگاؤ اور معلوم کرو کہ حضرت موجود ہیں, تو پھر جا کر وہاں وقت لگاؤ, پھر دیکھو انشاءاللہ آپ کے اس جسم کے اندر ایمانی حیات پیدا ہوگی, ایمانی حیات پیدا ہوگی. پھر معاشرے کا جو خوف اور معاشرے کا جو خول آپ کے اوپر چڑھا ہوا ہے, جیسا کہ انڈے پہ خول ہوتا ہے, اس کو توڑ کر آپ خود نکل آئیں گے, اور پھر شریعت سنت پر چلنا شروع کر دیں گے, اور پھر بدبان حال ہی شعر پڑھیں گے, کہاں تک ضبط بے تابی, کہاں تک پر پاس بدنامی, کلیجہ تھام لو یارو کہ ہم فریاد کرتے ہیں. پھر اسے کوئی پرواہ نہیں ہوگی, ملامت کوئی کرتا رہے, وہ کہتا مجھے تو اپنے پیارے محبوب صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے کلچر کو زندہ کرنا ہے, چاہے کچھ بھی ہو جائے. پھر وہ مرعوب نہیں ہوتا, مغلوب نہیں ہوتا, بلکہ جہاں جاتا ہے غالب ہو کر رہتا ہے.
And this says that Mr. Shah Abdul Ghani rahmatullahi alayhi, in the early hours of the morning, he used to spend 6-7 hours in the zikr of Allah Ta'ala, and then Fajr Salah, then 2 hours again after Fajr. And Hazrat's esteemed father, Hazrat Arif Billah, Hazrat Hakim Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, would be with him, and no one else, no third person, just the two of them. He would sit behind him and observe his sheikh and be with his sheikh while his sheikh was making zikr. And he says that at that time, a snake used to become apparent, used to come out. And at first, as the Hakim Sahib saw the snake, and he was scared and frightened that what is the snake doing here? Then Hazrat Abdul Ghani Sahib told him, don't fear, don't worry, the snake has come to listen to the zikr of Allah. And as Hazrat would move in his zikr, the snake would do the same. It would also move while the zikr was on. And then Hazrat says that this, the zikr of Hazrat that he used to make, it used to build him up, is like what, it was like steam, you know, that's all blocked up in a pot. The heat of that zikr would be such that it would sound like a boiling pot, like a pot is boiling and the steam is starting to come out, the noise that it makes, that would be the noise that would be built up in his chest and in his heart at that time. So powerful was his zikr, and if you had listened to it at that time. As it says that you need to take out time, if you want this ihsani kayfiyat and this imani hayat, you want life in your iman and you want brightness in your iman, it is necessary that you take out time and spend some time with Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib in Azadville. Then inshallah you will find that life will come in your iman, you will adopt sunnah, you will love sunnah, and you will have that jazbah and that interest in you to propagate the sunnah to others. And then he gave the example of a chicken, that when the egg is hatched, then the hen has to sit on that egg for 21 days for that chicken, for that egg to hatch and for the baby to come out, the chick to come out. And you cannot say that the mother hen now is gone away on holiday somewhere, so it cannot happen. If that happens, the chick won't be born. So she has to sit on that egg, give the egg her warmth, and through the warmth of her body, that chicken gets life. And when the chicken is ready to come out, on its own, it will start pecking from inside and make a hole and come out. So, the same way, when you spend time with the Shaykh, and he gives that warmth of Iman and Akhlaq and Sunnah, then inshallah you will become prepared and ready in the path of Allah. And you will find that heat within you, But you have to take out time, like that mother had to take out time to sit on that egg, to hatch it. In the same way, you have to take out time and spend with the sheikh and receive that benefit from the sheikh. And then you will see the change that comes in you. The change will be such that, as I said again, that you will never be overpowered, but you will overpower conditions. You will never have the fear of society and environment. You will control society and environment to the barakah of the sunnah and of the strength of your iman.
کم سے کم 40 دن وقت نکال کر شیخ کے پاس جائیے, وہاں جا کر قیام کیجئے, پھر ایمانی حیات آپ کو نصیب ہوگی. لیکن چونکہ ساؤتھ افریقہ میں ہوم منسٹر کا زیادہ آرڈر چلتا ہے, وہ اس کے بغیر لوگ ہلتے نہیں ہیں. 3 دن کی پرمیشن لے کر بڑی مشکل سے وہ پہلے دن شام کو کہتی ہے ون, بس مس کال دے دیتی ہے کہ 1 دن گزر گیا ہے, خبردار اب بس 1.5 دن اور رہ گیا. پھر دوسرے دن کہتی 2, آج اب میسج آ رہے ہوں گے کہ بس دعا کا وقت ہو گیا ہے, سیدھا کم بیک, فوراً گھر آنا, ادھر ادھر نہیں جانا, نہ دائیں بائیں دیکھنا. تو یہاں ماشاءاللہ پیری مریدی کو سب مانتے ہیں سعود والے, لیکن زیادہ تر 90% اہلی ایسے بیت ہوتے ہیں. ایک دوست نے کہا کہ اگر مقابلہ ہو انشاءاللہ زن مریدی میں سب سے اول نمبر میں آؤں گا. میں بغیر اس کی اجازت کے اس کی نگاہ کے کہیں ادھر ادھر ہلتا نہیں. لیکن وہی اہلیہ, اگر آپ پتہ چل جائے کہ میرے شوہر کو کینسر ہو گیا ہے یا کوئی ایسی خطرناک بیماری ہو گئی, ڈاکٹر کہتا ہے کہ فنا علاقے کی آب ہوا اس کے لیے بہت موافق ہے, وہاں ڈاکٹر بھی اچھا ہے, اگر وہاں جاؤ گے تو 40 دن میں انشاءاللہ تمہاری صحت ٹھیک ہو جائے گی. تو وہی اہلیہ کہتی ہے یہ لو جیولری میری, اس کو فروخت کرو اگر تمہارے پاس خرچہ کم ہے, تم بالکل بے فکر ہو کے جاؤ اور 40 دن پورا لگاؤ, اس سے پہلے واپس نہ آنا, بالکل بالکل اجازت دے گی اور بار بار خیریت بھی پوچھتی رہے گی. تو جسمانی بیماری کے لیے تو اجازت ہے, لیکن روحانی بیماری کے لیے نہیں نہیں. بس دعا جلد پوچھتی کہ دعا میں تاخیر کیوں ہو رہی ہے, جلدی آؤ فٹافٹ, دعا گھر میں آ کے مانگ لینا, دعا گھر میں آ کے مانگ لینا. تو اس لیے اس ہال سے باہر نکلو کہ بھائی مجھے اپنی روحانی صحت کی بھی تو فکر ہے, جسمانی صحت کی فکر بھی ہے. تو جسمانی صحت کے لیے تو اہلیہ اجازت دے دیتی ہے, 40 دن تم 4 مہینے جاؤ, سال لگا کے آؤ کسی ایسے ہاسپٹل میں, ایسے علاقے میں جہاں کی آب ہوا اس کے لیے موافق ہو. تو ایسی ہی یہ خانقاہیں اصل میں تو ہاسپٹل ہیں روحانی, ہے یہ ہاسپٹل ہیں روحانی, جہاں سائنس میڈیکل سائنس ختم ہوتی ہے وہاں سے روحانی ڈاکٹر کا کام شروع ہوتا ہے, وہاں سے روحانی ڈاکٹر کا کام شروع ہوتا ہے. جدید سے جدید لیبورٹری دنیا کی وہ جہاں ختم ہو جاتی ہے وہاں سے روحانی ڈاکٹر کا کام شروع ہوتا ہے. تو چند دن کے اندر اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو روحانی صحت اور شفا عطا فرما دیتے ہیں, یہاں تک کہ وہ خود ڈاکٹر بن کے پھر وہاں سے واپس آتا ہے, خود ڈاکٹر بن کے واپس آتا ہے. لیکن اس چیز کو لوگ سمجھتے نہیں ہیں, تھوڑا سا جا کر وقت لگائیں, اہلیہ کو سمجھائیں تو انشاءاللہ وہ سمجھ جائے گی, پھر وہ انشاءاللہ آپ کو اجازت بھی دے دے گی. لیکن ہوم منسٹری کو سمجھانے کے لیے مٹھائی وغیرہ لے جاؤ, کچھ اس کے منہ میں لڈو ڈالو, کچھ اس کے لیے تحفے تحائف لے کے جاؤ اور بار بار اس کو کہو تو انشاءاللہ وہ بھی مان جائے گی.
As I say, the person needs to stay at least 40 days in the company of his sheikh to get the spiritual benefit inshallah. If you do that, you take out the 40 days and you spend it with your sheikh, then you will see that benefit. But he says that we South Africans, we have a major problem that the home ministry referring to our wives, to get permission from them is another big mujahidah. It's a difficult thing. And if she gives you ijazah, permission to come here for 3 days, then she checks on you, and after day one, she'll send you an SMS. Day one is over, be careful, the 2 has started already. And when that is over, she tells you now it's day 3. And when day 3 is over, then she tells you, right, you come home, you come straight home. Don't even look somewhere and don't even go somewhere. So that's our condition. And he says that unfortunately many of us, in fact 90% of us, we become bad to our wives. And we are extremely obedient to them. And whatever they tell us, we do. But he says that on the other hand, if a person is sick, he's got cancer, for example, the husband, Allah save us all, but if there's some sickness, and the doctor tells that person, look, you need to go to a certain area and stay there for 40 days, 1 month, 2 months, whatever, and you know, the air there is good, and there's a good doctor there, then she'll tell you that go. And if you don't have enough money, she'll sell her jewelry and her assets to make it possible for you to go and to be in the best condition there. That's for your physical health. But when it comes to the ruhani sihat, to your spiritual health, then all these conditions are there. All these difficulties comes in the way. But he says that when a person goes to that spiritual hospital and he stays there with his sheikh and he benefits from him, he becomes such, the barakah of the place is such that when he leaves there, he becomes a spiritual doctor himself after that. He'll be able to help and assist others. But he says that you need to explain to your wives the need for your spiritual upliftment and the need to remove your spiritual illnesses and sicknesses. But you need to maybe, you know, take some gifts, some sweets, some halwa, some mitais. In other words, permissible bribery. Give it to her, keep her happy, make her happy. And then, inshallah, you get permission. And then you can move off to the Khanqa, but that requires effort and big bucks also.
دین صحبت سے پھیلا ہے. لفظ صحابیت عربی زبان دنیا کے اندر سب سے فصیح زبان ہے. شیر کے 500 نام, اونٹ کے 500 نام, ایک ایک املی کے ایک ایک ٹکڑے کے الگ الگ نام ہیں, لیکن صحابہ کرام کے لیے ایک ہی لفظ صحابی رسول, رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کا صحبت یافتہ. صحابہ کرام کے علوم سب کے سب سماعی تھے, کانوں سے سن کر انہوں نے احادیث مبارکہ کو یاد کیا اور آگے پھیلایا. سیاستہ کا وجود اس زمانے میں نہیں تھا, نہ بخاری, ترمذی, ابو داؤد, نسائی, ابن ماجہ ان کتابوں کا وجود نہیں تھا. تو معلوم ہوا کہ دین صحبت سے پھیلا ہے. آج بھی جو لوگ اہل اللہ کے پاس جاتے ہیں, ان کے پاس وقت لگاتے ہیں, تو وہ علوم جو انہوں نے حاصل کیے ہیں, وہ سماعی علوم خود بخود ان کے اندر منتقل ہو جاتے ہیں. 40 دن کے بعد جب وہ آتے ہیں تو گفتگو کا انداز کچھ اور ہوتا ہے, ان کی گفتگو کا انداز کچھ اور ہوتا ہے, ان کے رفتار, ان کی گفتار, ہر چیز میں فرق ہوتا ہے. دیکھنے والا کہتا ہے کہ آپ کہاں سے تشریف لا رہے ہیں, وہ کہتا ہے میں فلاں ہاسپٹل سے آ رہا ہوں, روحانی ہاسپٹل سے, روحانی ہاسپٹل سے. پیر بناتے ہوئے لوگ ڈرتے ہیں, تو حضرت والی صاحب رحمۃ اللہ نے فرمایا کہ پیر مت کہا کرو, یہ کہا کرو مشیر بنا لو, مشیر بنا لو. جیسے کہ لائر رکھتے ہیں نا ہر معاملے کے لیے, پراپرٹی کا لائر الگ ہے, فلاں چیز کا الگ ہے, تو روحانی مشیر بنا لو. مشیر بنانے کو بہت آسان سمجھتے ہیں, اور وہی مشیر وہی کام کرتا ہے جو شیخ کام کرے گا. اسلامی تعلق قائم کیا اور مشورہ اسے طلب کرتے رہتے ہیں, اور چند دنوں میں اللہ تعالیٰ کہاں سے کہاں پہنچا دیتے ہیں. اللہ رب العزت اس پورے مجمع کو قبول فرمائے, اور جتنے بھی حضرات یہاں آئے اور چاہے ایک گھنٹے کے لیے بھی آئے, اللہ تعالیٰ کسی کو بھی محروم نہ فرمائے, سب کو قبول فرمائے, اور آئندہ اپنے مستقبل کی فکر کی توفیق بھی عطا فرمائے. کیونکہ حضرت سفیان ثوری رحمہ اللہ, سے ایک بزنس مین نے کہا کہ حضرت آئی ایم بزی, میں بہت مصروف رہتا ہوں بزنس میں, مجھے کوئی شارٹ, بالکل شارٹ نصیحت کیجئے. حضرت نے فرمایا میری نصیحت 5 سیکنڈ کی ہے, 5 سیکنڈ. اعمل للدنیا بقدر مقامك فیہا, اعمل للدنیا بقدر مقامك فیہا, واعمل للآخرة بقدر مقامك فیہا. 5 سیکنڈ ہو گیا کہ دنیا کے لیے اتنی محنت کر لے جتنا تجھے دنیا کے اندر رہنا ہے, اور آخرت کے لیے اتنی محنت کر لے جتنا تجھے آخرت میں رہنا ہے. اس نے کہا حضرت آپ نے یہ شارٹ نصیحت کی ہے, آپ نے تو میری آنکھیں کھول دی کہ جہاں ہمیشہ ہمیشہ رہنا ہے. حضرت آدم علیہ نبینا علیہ الصلوۃ والتسلیم سے لے کر کوئی بھی واپس نہیں آیا ہے, تو وہاں کی تو ہم نے کچھ بھی تیاری نہیں کی. ہم تو سمجھتے ہیں یہی بلڈنگ بنا لو, مکان بنا لو, گاڑی خرید لو, یہ کر لو, وہ کر لو, انہی چکروں میں پڑے رہے, لیکن آخرت کی تو ہم نے کچھ بھی تیاری نہیں کی. حضرت نے مگر 5 سیکنڈ کے اندر نصیحت, انجیکشن لگتا ہے 1 سیکنڈ میں اور بخار اتر جاتا ہے, صحت ہو جاتی ہے. ایسی مختصر نصیحت کہ اعمل للدنیا بقدر مقامك فیہا واعمل للآخرة بقدر مقامك فیہا. فرمایا کہ میری نصیحت تو ختم ہو گئی, کیلکولیٹر لے کر حساب کر لے کہ وہاں کتنا رہنا ہے اور یہاں کتنا رہنا ہے. بس اللہ تعالی ہم سب کو عمل کی توفیق عطا فرمائے. واخر دعوانا الحمدللہ رب العالمین.
Finally, as it says, the deen, sohbat se phaila, that the deen has spread through sohbat, through keeping company of the pious. True deen and the essence of deen has spread through the company of the pious. He says that, you know, in Arabic, for instance, the word, the English word lion, but there's so many words in Arabic for it. Or there's another thing which has many words to describe one. But one word, there is only for the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that is the word sahabi. There's only one word to describe it. And who is a sahabi? A person who has achieved the companionship. That's it. There's no other word to describe them. And he says in those times there was no Bukhari Sharif, Muslim Sharif, or the Kitabs. The Kitabs that are written in Hadith came much later, many, many years later. That time there was only Sohbat. From heart to heart, this deen was spread, and this is how these people spread the deen, spread the ilm, spread that for that spirituality from heart to heart. So, that time there were no books, it was only through the voice, to listening, and through the heart. Then he says that some people, they get scared, you say, you know, I have to go to a peer, to a murshid. They're scared of the world alone. The world makes them scared. I go to a peer. You know, it's a big thing that. So he says, you don't have to use the word peer and murshid. Use another word. Call him a mushir. Basically, a spiritual advisor. That's easier on the tongue and easier on the mind and heart. Say that he's my spiritual advisor. Take advice from him and inshallah you will progress. So he says that one person came to Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahimahullah and said, Hazrat, I'm very busy. I'm an extremely busy person. So give me one very, very short nasihat advice. So he said to him, okay, you are busy, I'll give you that short advice. He said, اِعْمَلْ لِلدُّنْيَا, that do for your dunya according to the amount of time that you will live in this dunya. That was the first part of the advice. And the second part was, اِعْمَلْ لِلْآخِرَةِ, do for your akhirah according to the amount of time that you will be spending there. This is absolute short advice. So this person said, does it? Is that a short advice? You have opened my eyes. I've come to realize now, you know, I've asked for a short advice, but this advice that you have given is so meaningful that there's no such thing as short time and long time. A person has to strive his entire life here, entire short life here, to make his success in the year after. After he makes dua, and he said, Allah Ta'ala, accept all of us.
Ameen.
Even if we came here for 1 hour or a few moments, Allah accept us and open the path for us and grant us His muhabbat and His understanding and His recognition. Wa akhir dawana, alhamdulillah.
We say Jazakallah to our very honorable guest. It has taken out special time and blessed us with this very, very beneficial nasihat. And we say that Allah Ta'ala grant Hazrat long life and so that his fuyus can spread throughout the world, inshallah. We come to the last part of our Islahi Jalsa, which is the most important and very important program of our very honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib. Damul Barakatum, let us sit with an open heart and make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can let our hearts be spiritually illuminated with the kayfiyat of ihsan and taqwa that is in the heart. And inshallah, those that are interested in taking bi'at after zuhr, this will take place also. So we should open our hearts and come forward, inshallah. Before that, we will call Maulana Ahmad Dokrat Sahib from Lodium, inshallah, who will render a few verses of Qasida Burda Sharif, inshallah. Mawlana is also linked to our honorable illustrious Sheikh and the Khalifa of our Sheikh also, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Amin tadhakkuri jiranin bidhi salamin mazajta dam'an jaramin muqlatin bidami الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدمي ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم محمد سيد الكونين والثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم والحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل يوم من الأوان مقتحم دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فاق النبي في خلق وفي خلق ولم يدان في علم ولا كرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأنه خير خلق الله كلهم كالزهر في طرف والبدر في شرف والبحر في كرم والدهر في همم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان بالكرم والآل والصحب ثم التابعين لهم أهل التقى والنقى والحلم والكرم فاغفر لناشبها واغفر لقارئها سألت الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم Inshallah, just before ending, we'll mention one or two couplets of Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi. And these are the teachings of our honorable Shaykh Hazrat Abdul Hamid Sahib, Damat Barakatum. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahmatullah alayhi says,
رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ وَيُتْبِعُهَا الذُّلَّ إِدْمَانُهَا رَأَيْتُ الذُّنُوبَ تُمِيتُ الْقُلُوبَ ويتبعها الذل إدمانها وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيانها رأيت الذنوب تميت القلوب ويتبعها الذل إدمانها وترك الذنوب حياة القلوب وخير لنفسك عصيانها.
Briefly, the meaning is Ra'itu al-dunub. I see what is the effect of disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Ra'itu al-dunub tumitu al-qulub. It kills the heart. Wa yutbi'uha al-dhulla idmanuha. A person who keeps on disobeying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, it leads to the disgrace and humiliation of such a person. Wa tarku al-dhulub hayatu al-qulub. And by staying away from the disobedience of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, Allah will give hayat and life to that heart. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us understanding.
Make little movement, get a little bit fresh again, some life in us. Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Alhamdulillah munshi'il khalqi min adami thumma salatu ala al-mukhtari fil qidami maulaya salli wa sallim daiman abadan على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين بلغ سنامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم يا خير من دفنت بالقاء أعظمه فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم يا رب بلغ بالمصطفى مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الأبرار لفي نعيم على الأرائك ينظرون تعرف في وجوههم نظرة النعيم يسقون من رحيق مختوم ختامه مسك وفي ذلك فليتنافس المتنافسون ومزاجه من تسنيم عين يشرب بها المقربون صدق الله المولانا العظيم. الحمد لله. Talks have been taking place of our islah, and may Allah give us tawfiq that we make our islah. Let this not be the start and the end. Let it be the start to a never-ending silsila and chain. May inshallah continuously we have majalis here in Cape Town and everywhere in the world. We have continuously majalis, and by making majlis, the person who benefits the most is the person who's making the majlis. Other people will benefit afterwards. And if we do this continuously, we are on the ball. We are making this effort. Insha'Allah, Allah will grant us this honorable position, what we recited in this ayat, what Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif. This dunya is a very temporary place. Just as Hazrat Maulana Shah, Maulana Muhammad Mazhar Sahib, Damat Barakatum explained, اَعْمَلْ لِدُنْيَاكَ Work and make effort for dunya, بِقَدْرِ مَقَامَكَ فِيهَا. How much are you going to stay in this dunya? And this dunya, we haven't got guarantee for the next moment. We don't know. إِذَا أَمْسَيْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاحِ وَإِذَا أَصْبَحْتَ فَلَا تَنْتَذِرِ الْمَسَاحِ We got no guarantee whatsoever. And the akhirat is forever and ever. Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, and there is also just an example, it's not the actual reality, but to make us understand, it will help us tremendously, that from the ground right till the sky, we can't reach there also, but till there, if we fill this whole place with bird seeds are so small, and one bird comes in a million years, and takes one seed and goes away, when will the seeds get finished? And he says, akhirat is even longer than that. It's forever, forever to give us an understanding. So let us not be stupid and waste our energies, our time, our money, our potential for something that is going to be left behind. Why is that person, and only that person got brains who prepares for what is going to come, not what is leaving behind. If we prepared everything for our journey to come to Cape Town, and we prepared all those things and we left it back home, our ticket, our ID card, etc. How are we going to travel? So don't forget our iman, lose it in this dunya. Don't lose our amal in this dunya, and we have problems at the time of mort. Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Majzoob Rahmatullah Ali says a very beautiful poem. Lutfe dunya ke hai kai din ke. For how long is the enjoyment of this dunya? First of all, in reality, it is not enjoyment. It has just been, we have been fooled to think that it is enjoyment. Just like a person who's in drugs, a person who's on alcohol, he thinks, oh, what wonderful enjoyment. But a person who is sober, who knows, how can that be enjoyment? That's the height of stupidity, height of folly. There is no enjoyment. Involving ourselves with all other women, many people, oh, enjoyment, to enjoying them. There is a height of stupid, there is no enjoyment. What will those women give you? HIV. What will they give you? AIDS. They'll make you bankrupt. They'll let you lose all your respect and honor. You will lose your akhirat. You will gain azab in the qabr. Azab on the day of the... There is no enjoyment. Outwardly, what people are fooled and they are thinking enjoyment of this dunya, that also, it isn't enjoyment, and it is just temporary also. Lutfe dunya ke hai kai din ke, khona jannat ke maze unke liye. Don't trade in your enjoyments of jannat, which will be forever and ever, for the temporary, little, foolish, not true enjoyments, superficial, artificial enjoyments of this dunya. So don't do that ever. A little child found his father's safe open, and there was a diamond. He doesn't know the value, 4 or 5 year old boy, but he likes shining things. So he took that diamond, he's playing outside on the road with it. The ice cream vendor was passing, and he said, oh, this boy's got a diamond, and he doesn't know the value. He tells that boy, give me that stone, I'll give you an ice cream. The boy knows the value of an ice cream. He doesn't know the value of a diamond. Happily, he will give the stone and he'll take the ice cream. But he doesn't know in that stone, which is a diamond, there are how many ice cream factories in there. So like that, our la ilaha illallah, our salat, our staying pure, not looking at other women, not getting involved with other women. All these things are diamonds. Don't lose them for the dirt and filth of this dunya. So kona jannat ke maze unke liye. Ye kya, e dil, to bas phir you samaj. If you did so, then just think, tell your, think, ponder, meditate in your heart. What is this what you have done? Tune nada gul diye tin ke liye. Oh stupid, ignorant person, you gave away a rose for a thorn. You gave away the diamond for an ice cream. So don't be so stupid. So this is just a temporary world, a passing phase. There is no reality whatsoever in this dunya. The real life is the life of Akhirah. And this dunya will just totally destroy a person. A person who is just after this dunya, what does this dunya give you? A person wants to become instant rich, for example. So a person working in a factory, going home, and he wants to become instant rich. And this works on the mind all the time, 24 hours. So in an open, broken sewage pipe, he saw something shining. And he thought this must be a diamond. A diamond is valuable. And at that time, a person doesn't think it's sewage or raw sewage or what. Who's raw sewage and what raw sewage? The diamond. So he took it out, and abad, it was a diamond. His happiness knew no limits. And the diamond, a few qualities of it, the more you clean it, shine it, the more valuable it becomes. The more cuts it has on it, the more valuable it becomes. So now filled with this dirt and muck, so he's cleaning it. Now he'll even use his topi, his scarf to clean the diamond. Because now it has become valuable, cleaning it and it's shining more, getting more happy. On the way he passed by a river where the water was flowing strong. And he thought, if I wash it in this very strong water, good water, it's really going to shine. And abad it was. And human by nature, uhadhiratil anfusa shuh, he's got greed in him. So more greedy, washing it more, suddenly the diamond slipped from his hand. And you see, my Rafiq also feeling sad for the poor man. He lost his diamond. So the diamond went away. The water was flowing so strong, he couldn't get hold of it. It was gone. So now he went mad. On his tongue what came? Dhone se na dhona achha tha. Instead of washing, I shouldn't wash it. So much I went to wash it, I lost my capital. It shouldn't have so much value, but my diamond should be still there. So valuable, that diamond. I wanted it to be more valuable, I lost it completely. Now as he's going home, he's meeting his friends, every day making salam, how are you, going well, etc. Nothing, only instead of washing, I shouldn't wash. Instead of washing, they making salam, he's not replying. He came home, no salam to the wife also, only this, instead of washing, I shouldn't wash. Wife also thought, what's wrong with my husband? Trying to explain, she realized he's got a mental problem. There's something gone wrong with him. She called the doctor. Doctor also greedy for money. Today we know, put down 200,000, then we talk. The poor man is about to die, serious state. But they say, put down 200,000, then we'll talk. Doctor also very greedy, he said, I can treat him, he'll come right, but I want 1,000 rupees. The wife said, we can't afford 100 rupees, what are you talking of 1,000? But he's greedy, he wants his money. They take an oath that they're going to serve mankind, but they're greedy for their money, what else do they want? So anyway, they came to this agreement that you must pay me 100 rupees a month, and for over 10 months you pay. She said, okay, we'll have to somehow sort it out. It's a serious case. My husband is mentally deranged. So he treated, he came right. He spoke nicely, they slept nicely, got up in the morning, breakfast, everything. So then she thought, he put me into 1,000 rupees of debt. Now, what was it? Let me find out. So she asked him last night, all the story of yours, instead of washing, not washing, what was all that about? So he remembered again. And there he started, his LP got stuck again. Now he started again, dhone se na dhona chata, dhone se na dhona. I shouldn't wash, it was better than not wash, sure, well, than washing. So she said, oh ho, now what a big problem I made. He's back again, square one, and we owe him 1,000 rupees also. So in that time, while now she went mad also. Poochne se na poochna acha tha. Instead of asking, I shouldn't ask, should be better. I mean, then ask, I finished, destroyed the whole thing. I shouldn't have asked. In that time, the doctor came to collect his first installment of 100 rupees. He saw 2 maidis lying there. What will I get from mad people? He went mad. Ke hazar se saw ye achhe the. Hazar se saw, instead of 1,000, I should just take 100. I should get 100 at least. Now I won't even get 1 pie. I won't get 1 cent. So this is this dunya. What can this dunya offer us? It can't offer. Let us not be stupid. Let us not be fooled by this dunya. One person went to the mad hospital. Many people are obsessed with women. It comes in the hadith, when woman will become your qibla. Your direction of life is just woman. All the time your mind is just thinking on woman, obsessed with woman. So a person went to the maid hospital And he just wanted to see how the patients, etc. So the superintendent took him, he took him to the first ward, and there was a madman there, and this man, he was mad, so all the time, Shabnam, Shabnam, Shabnam. So he asked, what's wrong with this man? This man wanted to marry a woman whose name was Shabnam. Shabnam actually means the morning dew drops, fresh dew drops of the morning. So a woman like that, her name is like that, what must she be? But for some reason he couldn't marry her. So he went mad, where are you Shabnam? I love you Shabnam. Come to me Shabnam. All the time, almost 24 hours, Shabnam, Shabnam. Oh, so he went mad. They went into the next ward. There was another man also mad and screaming. Ah! Ha! Ha! Screaming all the time. What's wrong with this man? He is the man who married Shabnam. So the one who didn't marry Shabnam, he also went mad. And the one who married Shabnam, he also went mad. So what is this dunya going to offer us? Let us not be fooled by this dunya. This dunya has nothing to offer us. Wallah, it has got nothing. So anyway, a person, and that is the purpose of our Islahi Jalsa. Allah reward all our brothers, Imran, Muhammad, all the who helped so much the youngsters. Our brother Maulana who gave that block of flats there. All the, everyone, in how many people donated, contributed towards this. Whoever in which, whoever came for 1 minute also. Whoever passed and looked with a good eye also. For everyone, for the whole of Cape Town, for the world. Allah make it the means of our Islah and reforming. Let our eyes open that this dunya is nothing to go after. That reality comes into our heart. That just bakar, our hands will work still. We, Islam didn't stop us from dunya. Dil bayar, but our hearts what will be Allah. We'll do our business. We'll concede to all our affairs still. We're not going to when we're now going to the jungles like into the monasteries, like the monks and the nuns. No, that is not Islam. That type of ruhbaniyat is not allowed in Islam. We'll do our work, but only with our hands. Heart with Allah Ta'ala. In other words, we won't make the dunya our object. Akhirat is our object. We'll engage in dunya how much it is necessary. And not with our hearts, but of necessity. But our hearts will be with Allah, will be with Akhirat. May Allah make that and we work. This is the reason why this jalsa. It wasn't just that we come here like Maulana said, eating, meeting and sleeping. And no, this is a purpose that we came. And if we get one iota of that, Alhamdulillah. One person got one iota of that, inshallah, our whole Islahi Jalsa is maqbool and is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. And if we do that and we made Akhirat our object, and finally when we will reach there, very briefly, what will we get there? Allah Ta'ala said, when we were in Cape Town, roughly about 3 months ago, and we got the news, Mufti Ali found Maulana Abdul Rahman, that our Honorable Shaykh, Hadrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahimahumullah, has left the world. We made Maghrib Namaz in Waterloo Masjid, and twice these ayahs just flashed in front of me. The ayahs that I've recited, and my heart tells me Allah has given our Shaykh that position. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im. And he was the murid of Maulana Abrarul Haq Sahib, that these people are in great, great enjoyment. Those who have made their akhirah there, and forever and ever. Inna al-abrara lafi na'im, al-ara'iki yanzurun. Beautiful thrones they will be sitting. And they'll be just looking around, and with great enjoyment. Ta'arifu fi wujuhihim nazratan na'im. And you'll see in their faces glowing with radiance. Happy they are. What enjoyment they are having. And really our Shaykh, we saw his whole life, all the time he was like that. Because our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ka zahri fi tarafin. Like a flower that has just budded. How fresh it is. Like that, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, at any time, he was not like, we are now tired, you can just see the person, his face, he's tired now. Or you phone him in the from the middle of his sleep, they ask you, you got a flu, you got a cold, because you can't talk properly, you in the, but no, kazahri fi tarafin. And our Shaykh also, always fresh like that. Ta'arifu fi wujuhihim nazratan na'im. Yusqawna min rahiqin makhtum. They will be given of the special wine of Jannat, which won't make you drunk. which won't make you lose your senses, and it will be sealed, makhtum. And with what will it be sealed? The cherry on the top, khitamuhu misk. With musk, where it will be sealed. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ. Those want to vie, outdo other people, be ahead of other. These are the things to exert with oneness. This akhirah, to get that, to get those enjoyments. What you going to build a palace and you leave it behind? What you going to build, get the best car and tomorrow it's a scrap lying in the scrap yard? You wear the most latest fashion clothes and tomorrow they're in the dirt burn. That is what you must strive for forever and ever. Today you get married, oh, you're doing everything for your wife. Hardly a year passes and how you fight with her. Jannat, Allah, نحن الخالدات. We are those who remain forever. لا نسخط عبدا. We never become angry with our husbands, with our partners. What will be that life? That is what we have to go for the Jannat. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ. And the drink of Jannat, the taste of it, the flavor of it will be tasneem. وَمِزَاجُهُ مِن تَسْنِيمٍ. And what is this tasneem? عَيْنَي يَشْرَبُ بِهَا الْمُقَرَّبُونَ. A special fountain in Jannat, that those who are the muqarrab, the very close servants of Allah, who are close to Allah, they will get from their drink. Those are the things that we must strive for. So this dunya is just temporary. Akhirat is our real object. Here in this dunya, even if you do not commit any haram, you got your wife, you enjoy with your wife also, but old age has to come. And then now you become more cold than a deep freeze. Now no matter what you want to, you can't do it. You are like a deep freeze. You can't do anything now. Now even Viagra doesn't help you. Nothing helps you now. You take Viagra, you die also. Now what you going to do? Nothing is going to help you. And unfortunately, may Allah save us, if you got involved in haram, now you got AIDS. Now you got HIV. Now you got whole lot of other problems. That woman will make you bankrupt. That woman will take all your respect and honor in this dunya. But if you get the course of Jannah, forever and ever. Never are you going to get old. And they're going to remain virgins forever. And you're going to be, you'll never get old. You'll never get weak. You don't need no Viagra. You don't need nothing forever and ever. And at the outset, perhaps women also are listening. The women of this dunya will qualify to enter Jannah. That's why it's necessary. We must make effort on them also. They were not allowed to come to the Islahi Jalsa. It's our faraz that we take deen to them. Now when we go home, wherever, we go and tell them. And they are listening also today with parda. They can listen also. But make them also pious. And when they will enter Jannat, many women, not many women, Hazrat, the Sahabiyat had this concern in them. And they made Hazrat Salma, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the auspicious wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our mother, they made her the spokeswoman. And they went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a delegation. And they said, oh Allah's Rasul, according to the language of a wise, a lecturer, her words were not there, the wise of Allah, that these filthy men of ours, in this dunya, they don't look at us, the wives. They're looking at the filthy, dirty woman on the street. In Jannat, when they get hurul in, where are they going to look at us? What will happen to us? Nobody will even think about, consider. When ye in this world, after filthy, dirty woman they go, then in Jannat, when they get the pure woman of Jannat, where are they going to look at us? Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to the Sahaba, radiyallahu anhum, did you ever think a woman can ask such an intelligent question? Then she said, oh Salma, radiyallahu ta'ala anha wa anhum wa anhunna, go and tell the Muslim, the woman of the world, the woman of this dunya who will enter Jannat will be the queens of the Hurul Ain. And the queen is much more beautiful than the maids and the servants. The Hurul Ain, as beautiful as they are, they will be only the maids. In fact, in one hadith it comes that the beauty of the woman of this world that will enter Jannat, like we have an eider down. In Gujarati we call it a godru, lihaf. In our Gujarat area, the top and bottom material is same. But in the UP, in Arab countries, the top material is a beautiful silk type material. And the bottom is ordinary cheap material. So the comparison of this woman to the Hurul Een, the woman of dunya, will be like the top beautiful silk material. And the Hurul Een will be that simple, ordinary calico type material. So what won't be the superiority of this woman over the Hurul Een when they will enter Jannah? Those Hurul Een will be there to serve you, to make your khidmat. But when you'll have such a beautiful woman, this will be the beauty of our woman. But those Hurul Een, now imagine that our woman will be much, and then Hazrat Salma herself got surprised, radiyallahu anha, that how are we going to be more beautiful than the world? It's famous, the beauty of the Hurul Een. So she asked, وَبِمَا يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ How is, on what account? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, بِنُورِ عِبَادَتِهِمْ That the women of this world make ibadat, salat. They look after the khidmat of their husbands. They bring up their children. What don't they sacrifice? The Hurul Een, nothing. They don't have to tolerate the husband. All his vibes today, he's got a different morning, different vibe, afternoon, different vibe. They have to tolerate all this all the time. Hurul Een don't have to. وَبِنُورِ تِلَاوَتِهِمْ The Hurul Een, don't forget, our tilawat is beauty. And for women especially, let them understand, the beauty is not cosmetics. The beauty is not lipstick and blush and all these things. The beauty is tilawat of Quran, of zikrullah, obedience of the husband, tolerating the husband, all his different vibes, etc. This will give them that beauty they will have there in Jannah. So anyway, now just imagine what is the beauty of the Hurul Een. It comes in the hadith. This parts of the finger, there are 15 parts, like a porwa. What we call it in English, each part. Whatever, but you all understand, if anyone knows the word, educate me, inshallah. If she allows one of this part, of that 15 parts, to come into this world, the sun will appear like it's got no light. Like if you light a candle, it's giving you a lot of light, but when the sun comes, or the lights came back, that candle is dim. It's like a shy to be burning also. Just this one little porwa of this Hurul Een will come in this dunya. The sun will be dim like that. So how won't be their beauty? Allahu Akbar. That Hurul Een, one drop of her saliva spit, she spits in the sea of this world. The seven oceans will become sweeter than honey. So what will be the sweetness of her mouth? And that Hurul Een, if she has to speak to the dead people, they become alive. And if she has to speak to the living people, their hearts burst with joy. What will be her beauty? That Hurul Een, the scarf she wears, orni, dupatta, if she just allows it to fan in this world, the whole world will become mu'atta, will be full of sweet smelling perfume, the whole world. So what will be, won't that be beauty? One hair of hers comes in this dunya, it will throw such light that this light will be nothing. It will be dim. It will enlighten the whole world. One hair of hers that comes in this dunya. Allahu Akbar. When she speaks, the jingle bells of Jannah start giving off music. Such is her speech that it will give off such wonderful music. Allahu Akbar. And when she walks, and she just lifts one leg up, like we all know, like you have a cat show. And how does women walk? Catwalk. Mali Rafiq knows properly that catwalk. So how they walk, a beauty contest, how they dress and walk. So when they turn around in style, and they show their, and their expressions on their face, this Hurul Een, when she lifts one leg, 1,000 of those nakhras of hers, of that naz of hers, just when she lifts her, what won't be there? And that will be forever. Don't deprive ourselves with this filth and dirt of this by involving you, and we get deprived for that. And you save yourself for this little while. This dunya's life is not even 2 minutes compared to one day of akhirah. So just save yourself, make sabr, and there you will get all of that. Allahu Akbar, what beauty won't be there? Those Hurul Een, they will have 70 garments which they wear. But it will be such see-through. Don't worry of the lingerie and the see-through and all that here of this dunya. Where they will have 70 garments and they will be so fine that all that 70 can go through a ring that you wear on your finger. 70 of those garments will go through there. So fine. You will be able to see through that and you'll see the bone in her body. Through the bone you'll see the marrow. You will see her heart. And in her heart you will see your love is in her heart. You won't have to ask her 100,000 times, you only love me, there's no one else in your life. You have nothing to do with anyone or anything. You'll see it with your eyes, your love is there. Allahu Akbar. Allah told us stay away from zina. Stay away from adultery. Or any type of contact of all this. Stay away from it. Allah's mercy. Allah loves us. Kind. Stay, in other words, what Allah was saying, stay away from HIV. Stay away from AIDS. Stay away from bankruptcy. Stay away from becoming humiliated and disgraced in the eyes of everyone. That is what Allah said. And what Allah said? Because I want to marry you. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. I'm going to make your nikah. Your man is interested, you must marry my daughter. He says, but you come right. I will give you, Allah wants to give us hurul in. I will make your nikah. وَزَوَّجْنَاهُمْ بِحُورٍ عِينٍ. I want to give you the hurul in. So you stay away from all that. Allahu Akbar. When a person will see his hur of Jannah, when a person will see his hur of Jannah, 40 years he will just gape. His eyes won't blink even. Yeah, all the time your eyes blink. 40 years your eyes won't blink. You won't look this side, you won't look that side. You will be just looking. When she will be so beautiful, how beautiful will your wife be? She will say, is there only looking? There's nothing more than looking. And then when you will embrace her, your embrace will be for 70 years one embrace. And that lips of hers, and that saliva which will make the seven oceans sweet, and when you will kiss her, and you say you have a French kiss, and you have this kiss, and you have that kiss, reserve all that for the Hurul Een, and what won't be that sweetness? And those Hurul Een, Allahu Akbar, Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. We have raised them up with beautiful, their figures, their bodies that we have made. What? Not a figure like a trigger, not like a Coca-Cola bottle. Yeah? Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. How beautiful are their whole bodies. The ravines and the hills and the valleys and what Allah has put in there. Inna ansha'nahunna insha'a. Faja'alnahunna abkara. We have made them permanent virgins. You go close to them. You enjoy yourself. And they are virgins again. Yeah, you don't have to go to this doctor and that doctor who do all funny type of things. Yeah, which I advertise everywhere, all these types of doctors which do such things, Allah, but they advertise all their things. Where Allah will keep them, they will. And, Oroban Atraba. Oroban, masters in love making. They know how to, when to say what, how to act when, and how to do things. Atraba. Of your own similar age. They're not like immature or anything. They're not older than you that you don't have any desire. They are not immature and don't know what this man wants, etc. Allahu Akbar. What won't be that life? That is what Allah said, don't commit adultery. Don't look at the filthy, dirty woman. I've got this in store for you. So work for that. Don't waste our time and don't destroy our akhirah. The sin of the eyes, the sin of adultery, some people are deprived forever of these ni'mats there. Allahu Akbar. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, this is only Jannat and what about the mansions of Jannat? What about the food of Jannat? There's water sports in Jannat, the skiing, all the other water sports and no fear of an accident. No big expenses in there, no expenses in there and forever and ever. Yeah, you say when we were young we did that. There you'll never have to say that. You will be young forever and ever. And those Hurul Een of Jannat they will sing. And this music of Jannat, only those people will hear who did not hear the music of this dunya. Those who engaged in the music of this dunya will be deprived of that music. The farishtas, the angels, when they will make zikr, will be so melodious. Allahu Akbar. Fi jannati yuhbarun. That will be this beautiful zikr of the malaika. And unless if a person listen, illa man tab, he made sincere tawbah And after that, no more he listens. Take out the musical tones from our cell phone also. Take out the photos from our cell phones also. Hey, we're keeping photos there, which is haram. We're depriving ourselves of the namas of Jannat we're not realizing. So remove all that. Don't listen to any of the music of this world. Then you'll hear the music of the Hurul Ain. Allahu Akbar. And what beautiful. They will be saying, نَحْنُ الْخَالِدَاتِ. We are forever and ever. لَا نَسْخَةُ أَبَدًا. We don't ever become angry. They will be singing the praises of Allah. And they will be reading Tahmeel, Tahleel. And how wonderful won't be that enjoy that the singing of this. Like on each day we all going for Eid Salah and all are reading Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar. And in Makkah Sharif all labbaik, Allahumma labbaik, labbaik wa sa'adaik, wal khayru biyadaik, all the sighas of labbaik. When the Hurul Ain will be singing, Allah will say, "You, Allahu Akbar, Allah, how couldn't we enjoy? You want to hear better than that? Allah is better than that. Dawood alayhi salam come, sit on the minbar. And Dawood alayhi salam, when he used to recite his Zabur, the birds used to come in purge and say, the singing of birds, the whole world knows. How, what tranquility, what peace, what enjoyment. The birds are enjoying the Zabur when Dawood alayhi salam. Dawood alayhi salam will read. The people will be mahzuz, enjoying themselves. Ah, what great enjoyment. Allah said, are you feel happy? Ah, Allah, our country. What? You want more than that? Allah, there is more than that also. Don't listen to the music of this world. Don't be stupid and deprive yourself. And deprive yourself for the beautiful music which will be eternal. Is it more beautiful? Yes. Allah will open the parda, the veils. The doors will be open. Now you'll see Allah with your eyes. Allah who is the creator of every beauty, of every sweetness, of every enjoyment. What is the beauty of Allah? At that time, you will forget the rivers of Jannah. You will forget the mentions of Jannah. You'll forget yourself. And now you'll see Allah. And that will, Allah, what greater enjoyment can. Then Allah will make tilawat of Quran. When somebody reads, yeah, mashallah, how many wonderful readers of the Quran and how we enjoy that. We don't understand Arabic. Even those who know Arabic, we don't know Arabic. If you know the deeper meanings and the wonderful, the semantics of the Quran, you'll go mad in the love of the Quran Sharif. There Allah will open it to you. And who's going to read? Allah Rabbul Izzat Himself. The creator of the voice of Shaykh Abdul Samad Abdul Basit. The creator of the voice of all the qaris of the, when Allah will read, Allah. By that recitation of Allah, there'll come a vapor. And that vapor will condense and go up and form a cloud. It will rain on those people of Jannah. When it rains on them, their handsomeness will increase. Their youth will increase. They will be more, they'll have more vigor. Their faces will be more bright, more radiant, and they'll be more handsome. When that majlis gets finished and they'll go back to their wives again, they'll go to their palace, and when they want to enter, the wife will say, sorry, you are at the wrong place. This is not your place. No, I've got the right address. This is my palace. No, when you went, you were not so handsome. She's talking from behind this parda. You were not so handsome. She's peeping at you and saying, you were not. No, I met my Allah. Why won't I be so handsome? Okay, now she's satisfied, identity is right. This is your place. When you see, oh no, I'm at the wrong place. No, you are at the right place. Your identity is right. You are at the right place. No, when I went, you were not so beautiful. She said, how won't I be so beautiful? When the sweet wind of Jannat Muthira blows. And you go for holiday, you have to put this cream and that cream. You don't get sunburned, this, that. There are nothing like that. That wind makes the woman of Jannat more young, more beautiful. And this will carry on forever and ever. Jannatul Firdaus, the highest place of Jannat, five times a day, Allah Ta'ala tells it, become more beautiful. For the awliya'i, become more decorated for my friends. Become the friends of Allah. Become the awliya of Allah. And forever and ever, this temporary world, this is why this is jalsa is here. Not that one, two people, all of us, the whole of Cape Town, The whole world will become that awliya, and we go to the Jannat and we get that eternal enjoyment. People will be so happy with Allah. In one riwayat, Allah will tell them to make sajda. Yeah, they will say, Ya Allah, please, your beauty, your greatness, we want to make sajda for you. And Allah will say, you made sajdas in dunya. Don't miss our namazes. Don't miss our namaz with jamaat. Don't say it's a personal matter whether I'm making namaz or not. No, namazes have to be made. Make them with jamaat. Make our salat, salat. Don't let it be just an exercise. Make it a reality. Allah will say, now you don't have to make sajda. If those who didn't, it comes in the hadith, Muslim Sharif's riwayat, that the people will, one will see, and the sajda to Allah is the most closest to Allah. More than what you, for us, according to our feelings and our understanding, how you hug somebody, how you embrace somebody. The sajda will be that for Allah Ta'ala. For Allah, you won't embrace Him. But what enjoyment you get in an embrace, in a hug, and you love making, the greatest is in sajda. And Allahu Akbar, Maulana Rum Rahmatullah Ali says, when Allah blesses you with such a sajda, you realize in your heart, I've got a treasure more than the 200 countries of the world. Allah has given me that treasure. That diamond is in my heart. So there you will make that sajda to Allah. And what enjoyment you will get. So this dunya is just temporary. Let us not be fooled by this dunya. So let us make this effort. And together with this effort, dua is also necessary. Our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, taught us, وَلَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمَ رَحْمَتُهُ. That special fadl. Fadl is what we call in our language, bansela. Which you didn't work for, which you don't deserve, you are just given, you could given it nothing. وَرَحْمَتُهُ. And Allah's rahmat. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا. None of you can become muzakka, can become pure. Your own efforts not going to let you reach there. We have to make our efforts. It's Darul Asbab. And no matter which sheikh you got, you cannot reach there. Nobody can let you reach there. مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ. How many stresses in there? وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يُزَكِّي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. But Allah Ta'ala makes tazkiyah. So turn to, make your effort. What is in our within capabilities within us, let us present it to Allah. Allah will say, no, this person is sincere. He is trying, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبُ. A person who inclines towards Allah, Allah guides. Allah pulls that person with a magnet towards Him. So let us incline. And our Shaykh, Jazahumullah Khair, said, make dua to Allah, that, oh Allah, that fazl of yours, and that rahmat of yours, that special fazl and rahmat by which you make tazkiyah, make our tazkiyah also. So make dua also to Allah Ta'ala. Allah has given us a great weapon in dua. Allah has given us a great, great weapon in dua. Ya ayyuhan nas, all the people of the world, whether you're the biggest doctor, lawyer, whether you're the biggest president of a country, whether you're the biggest wali, you're the biggest nabi, whoever you are, all of you together, antumul fuqara ilallah. All of you are registered faqirs. And you are registered in the register of fuqara. And you can't come out of that. Allah registered you. Forever you bring all of you together with all your intellect, with all your potential, with all your resources together, the whole world's people, with all the malaika together, all of you are fuqara ila Allah. So when you are, what the work of a faqir, Allahu Akbar, our shaykh, Jazamul, where can we get a shaykh like that? How lucky we are, Allah, your kindness, you gave us to see our shaykh, to sit with our shaykh. He said that a faqir, a beggar, needs his little bowl with which he begs. He's a professional beggar. From 9 to 5 he works. And then he puts his bowl on the shelf at night. He counts his money, puts it away, his day's earnings, and he puts his bowl. But you are registered faqir. 24-hour faqir, beggar of Allah. Your bowl you can't put in there. Whenever you have a need, middle of the night you got up, your need is worrying you, troubling you, whatever you got. Now you can't even get your bowl there. Allah gave your bowl with you. And where is that bowl? Just put your two hands together. There is your bowl now. Just like every person, whoever, he can be the poorest person, if he can afford first class, if he can get the money, he'll travel first class. And what is first class? Basically, soft seat. There's a difference between first class and third class, soft seat. So Allah gave every person, the poorest person, his soft seat with him. And you don't have to carry it separately when you want to sit. Wherever you sit, your soft seat, and some got super soft seat. They got extra sponge and foam. Allah gave it together with you wherever. Everyone wants it. So Allah gave you your bowl also. And this bowl which Allah gave you, the correct adab, etiquette of making dua, is to keep it in front of your chest here. That is the correct way. And our chest face Qibla when we make salah. But the bowl's Qibla is the arsh of Allah. So it should be like this. With a little gap in between. Now if you put your hands like this. Now you see how broken this bowl is. So Allah also sees if I put little it will fall down. I have to put a lot. Just small, small things will just fall down. And when you finish make dua, when you, is adab of dua, you wipe it on your face. What are you saying that? By zubani hal, wajadna ma talabna. What we asked, we got it already. So Allah say, they got it, how can't I give it? If your child was begging you for 5 rand, and then you say, Abba, Ammi, Jazakallah, you gave me my 5 rand. Now you are forced because of that feeling. Yes, it. You said you got it, yes, it, take it. If you got little bit, Allah is Akramul Akram. Arhamul Rahimin. You say that Allah in the face is the most ashraful place of the human body. Allah, I got it. You can't say Allah, Jazakallah, but thank you. Shukran manna. Allah, I praise you. I thank you that you gave it to me. Allah will give it. And Allahu Akbar. Put your hands up. You are making dua to Allah Ta'ala. What do you look in your palms? What do you see? What numbers are written in your palms? J?
81 and 18.
Add 81 and 18?
99.
Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, Allah gave you the keyboard of his 99 names. Then whichever name button you press, like for example, most masjids, they got all one place for the fans. And there is written this fan, is that fan there, that number, or this light is outside light, inside light. Which button you're going to press, that fan is going to go on. That light is going to go on. Which name of Allah you're going to press, you're going to take. Like Maulana said, Ya Baat, you know, Allah makes you invisible. Ya Zahiru, Allah makes you visible. Ya Razzaqo, Allah gives you rosy. Ya Shafi, Allah gives you shifa. Ya Salamu, Allah gives you salamat. All 99 switches Allah gave you in your hands. Now you just press them. Take that name of Allah which you want. What's your problem? Well, what problem you got? Okay, press that button. And that light, that tajalli of Allah has come onto you. But when is this going to happen? What's the numbers in our hands again? 81 and?
18.
Subtract 18 from 81. We need our calculators. Look where the enemy took us. Our forefathers, they worked it out. 63. Whose age was 63? You bring the way of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring the sunnahs of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now ask from Allah who's 99 names. He has given everyone, Muslim and non-Muslim. Whether Chinese or African, Indian or European. Everyone, 99 names, and bring the way of the whose age of 63 in your lives, and just ask from him. And just take from him, he's giving. You open. And if you count your purwa, how many are there?
30.
30 days of every month following that way. Bring that sunnah, and follow the way of Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam, and see what won't Allah Ta'ala give you. Allah gave us his treasures. The world is in your hand. Is in your palm. Allah gave it. Open it. Use it. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. This is one object of the Khanqa of Islam. That we learn how to make. We know who Allah is. How to get to Allah through the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And continuously, not when we are now, we can Islam Jalsa, all big buzuks. When we go home, start fighting with the wife again. From the airport again, wink a eye with the air hostess. And when the lady checking you in, make some jokes, flirt with her. Innocently, you don't mean anything, but it is haram. And now you are joking with this one, talking with that one, looking this side, that side. No, no. 30 days of the month, day and night, continuously be sincere to Allah. And Allah has put not the world in your hand, Allah has put Jannat in your hands. You just turn to Allah Ta'ala. He has given it to you. Where else are you looking? Where are you looking askance? Allah has given it to you. May Allah reward all the brothers who made effort for this jalsa. How many brothers really went out of their way, the transport, the arrangement, how beautifully everything has been done, those who contributed, those who came from where and where, and traveling from distances to the airport, came coming here, the brothers helping them out here, bringing, transporting them. Allah, and please, this is one main thing, this is not the end, this is the start of the start. This was the starting, our first Islahi Jalsa in Cape Town. This is the start of a never-ending start. Let it carry on, inshallah. By Imran has majalis, by Muhammad has majalis, inshallah. Our other brothers will be also having. Join in this, find out. Be in touch with them again, continuously, so that we get the Jannah. We don't get fooled with the stupid dunya and temporary dunya. And when we do that, wallah I say, Allah will make our lives of dunya Jannah. With our wives, Allah, and our lives in dunya. Allah has given the Muslims your life in dunya is Jannat. Your mort is Jannat. Your qabr is Jannat. That Jannat will come, inshallah. And may Allah let us all be together there, and we get that great enjoyment. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب عمل يقربنا إلى حبك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلينا من أنفسنا ومن أهلنا ومن الماء البارد اللهم آتي نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تشقنا بمعصيتك اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي أبدا ما ابقيتنا وارحمنا أن نتكلف ما لا يعنينا وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام نسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا وأن تشرح به صدورنا وأن تستعمل به أبداننا فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك ولا يؤطيه إلا أنت ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وقل لنا رؤوفا رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما وتفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما اللهم لا تجعل فينا شقيا ولا مترودا عن رحمتك ولا محروما اللهم اغفر وارحم وتجاوز عن واحفظ وغالب وارحم أمة سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم Oh Allah, accept the Hajj of all the Hajjis till today whoever has made Hajj until Qiyamah will make Hajj, accept all our ibadat of Allah, accept our Tawheed, or accept our Salah, accept our Salam, accept our Zakat, accept our Hajj and Umrah, accept every ibadat in whichever way we have tried, O Allah. You forgive our faults, O Allah. O Allah, you made us in the ummah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How kind you have been to us, O Allah. O Allah, accept the ziyarat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinatul Munawwara. O Allah, make it a reality what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said. Man zarani ba'da wafatani faqad wajabat lahu al-maghfira. O kama qal alayhi salatu wa salam. Whoever visits me after I've left this world, that your forgiveness is compulsory for those people. Oh Allah, please, we beg you, Allah, we cannot hear anymore, we cannot take it anymore to hear of the sufferings of the Muslims around the world. What is happening in Syria, oh Allah? What is happening in Egypt, oh Allah? What is happening in Afghanistan and Palestine, oh Allah? What is happening in the world? Please, my Allah, forgive us our sins. We are sinful. We have done wrong, O Allah. You are merciful, O Allah. O Allah, we haven't got weapons. O Allah, we haven't got money. We haven't got the heart to spend our money. For filth and dirt we spend. But for your deen we can't spend, O Allah. You forgive us, O Allah. You send the malaika to aid us, O Allah. You forgive us and the ummah for the sins that we have committed and which have become a veil that is keeping your help away. O Allah, do not test us how you tested the Rasuls who said, Hatta idha stay'asa ar-rusul, and they thought that the promises are not true. O Allah, you help us, O Allah. Mata nasrullah. O Allah, when is your help going to come? O Allah, send the malaika, and O Allah, help the Muslims of the world, turn kufr upside down, let them fight with themselves, let them destroy themselves amongst themselves, and you bring Islam and Muslims to be superseding in the world, make them ghalib in the world, O Allah. O Allah, every jinn and ins, bless us with that iman and with that Islam which you are pleased with, O Allah. Let us live by that iman in Islam. Let us die with that iman in Islam. Just before mort, O Allah, O merciful Allah, O kind Allah, O Allah, you change every sin, or you forgive every sin of ours. You change every sin of ours into a good deed, O Allah. Bless us, O Allah, with maqbool tawbatan nasuha from every sin. O Allah, in our record of deeds, let there be only good deeds, O Allah. All our sins, forgive them. Convert them into good deeds. And let in our nama aman, our record of deeds, O Allah, from this moment let there be only good deeds. When we come to you in our record of deeds, there are only good deeds, O Allah. Raise us with that iman in Islam, O Allah. Enter us into Jannatul Firdaus, Hadiratul Quds, with that iman and with that Islam. Save us from all the azabs of this world, whether it is deeni, dunyawi or ukhrawi, O Allah. Save us from your adab at the time of maut, O Allah. In the qabr, O Allah. On the day of qiyamah, O Allah. From your adab of jahannam, O Allah. O Allah. From your displeasure, O Allah. From you being hard and severe on us, O Allah. Save us from every adab of yours, O Allah. O Allah, show mercy to your entire creation, O Allah. To the jinn and to the ins, jinn and human beings, O Allah. Shower your mercies, your protection, your kindness upon everyone, O Allah. On the mountains and the rivers, O Allah. On the air and the seas, O Allah. O Allah, on the animals and the birds, O Allah. On the ins and every creation of yours, shower your mercy, O Allah. Whoever might be having whatever problem in the world, whether it's a health problem, whether it is somebody in the family who is ill, O Allah, whether it is somebody with financial problems, people who are out of jobs, O Allah, people who haven't got houses to live in, O Allah, O Allah, people whose work is not getting done, O Allah, people who are having fights amongst themselves, whether it be husband and wife, whether it be in the community, O Allah, in your mercy we beg of you, Oh Allah, they are small, small boys, immature, who have got no sin upon them. They are old people whose beards have gone white, O Allah, and they have been doing the work of Deen and Islam their lives through. They are ulama here, they are huffaz here, O Allah, they are qurra here, they are pious people here, O Allah. In their sidqa, you accept our du'as, O Allah. O Allah, accept everyone who has come here, O Allah. Accept everyone, whatever effort, whatever sacrifice he made. How many have made so much of effort which nobody noticed, but you are ni'm al-qadirin, and you are alim al-ghayb, you know everything, and you reward accordingly, O Allah. Whether nobody told them jazakallah, but you reward them from your side, O Allah, the ladies who have sacrificed, and O Allah, how they have gone out of the way to prepare. O Allah, all those who made effort for this jalsa before the jalsa, all the mashuras that were made, all the phone calls that were made, O Allah, every effort you accept it, O Allah. And there's one thing we beg of you of all this, O Allah, that you bring deen into our lives, O Allah. That deen becomes a reality in our lives, O Allah. It's not an entertainment, it's not a joke, O Allah, but you bring the reality. Let us die with this, O Allah. Make our qabr, O Allah. Make our day of qiyamah, O Allah. Save us from the tortures and torments and ordeals of the day of qiyamah. O Allah, we can't take the bite of a mosquito, O Allah. We can't take the prick of a pin when we have to taste our sugar, O Allah. How are we going to tolerate the snakes and scorpions in the qabr? We can't take a little flame of a net stick in this world. How are we going to take the flames in the qabr? How are we going to take the flames in Jahannam? Oh Allah, we are afraid of your azab. We beg you to protect us from your azab, O Allah. Bless us with your ni'mats, O Allah. You are merciful. You are kind, O Allah. You have displayed your kindness in which ways to who and who, O Allah. Sankro kutu karega jannati ekena halbi unme sahi. Thousands you are going to make jannat. We are not worthy of it. We are not worthy of asking. But you are merciful. You are kind. You are rahim. You are kareem. You are halim. Oh Allah, please bless us. Our parents, oh Allah. Our brothers and sisters, oh Allah. Our friends, the whole ummah, oh Allah. Let us all be together in Jannah, oh Allah. Let not one person who we had any association with, let him be not that he's absent from our work, and put us also in Jannah also. All our parents and our progeny that goes up and that goes down, oh Allah. Children of ours that will come till the day of Qiyamah, save us all from the fitness of this world, O Allah. Save us from TVs and videos and video games and fashions and all the evil. Our children till the day of Qiyamah, whoever is involved in whatever sin, save us all, O Allah. Let us all be together here with happiness. And in the Akhirah, O Allah, in Jannah forever and ever, let us give us the enjoyments of the Jannah. O Allah, whatever we have asked, give it to us. What we haven't asked and we had to ask, give that also to us, O Allah. What we seek protection from, protect us from it, O Allah. What we had to seek protection and we don't even know, and we did not even ask, O Allah, you protect us, O Allah. O Allah, please accept us. O Allah, be pleased with us in such a way that you never become displeased with us. Allahumma kullana واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا واجعلنا لك اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا اللهم كن لنا ولا تكن علينا. Oh Allah, the non-Muslims are taunting us. Where is your Allah? Why doesn't he help you? Oh Allah, you are there. 100% you are there, Ya Allah. Show your power, oh Allah. Show your qudrat, oh Allah. Help the Muslims, oh Allah. Either save us from the fitna of the kuffar, oh Allah. They are taunting our youngsters, our women, our young boys. They are attacking us from all sides. We got no protector besides you, Allah. Oh Allah, you gave us our Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, what an evidence of Nabi you gave us.
What a Nabi Rahmat you gave us. What a kind Nabi in his Sadqa, O Allah. We beg of you, O Allah. Do the work of the Ummah, please, my Allah. Listen to us, O Allah. Listen to the plea of the person, a young child, a woman, an old man. Listen to them, what their hearts are pleading, O Allah. Please shower your mercy upon us, O Allah. Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Halim, Ya Sattar, Ya Ghaffar, Ya Rauf. O Allah, help us, O Allah. Be kind to us, O Allah. Forgive us what we know and what we don't know. What we did and what we don't know we did, O Allah. How many of your rights we destroy? Fellow beings, rights we destroyed, O Allah. O Allah, there are those acts which we thought are pious acts, but they are sins in your eyes. And O Allah, forgive us for them also. Forgive all our sins of the past, of the present, and of the future also. The whole ummah, O Allah. Forgive us all, O Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد صلاة تنجينا بها من جميع الأحوال والآفات وتقضي لنا بها جميع الحاجات وتطهرنا بها من جميع السيئات وترفعنا بها عندك أعلى الدرجات وتبلغنا بها أقصى الغايات من جميع الخيرات في الحياة وبعد الممات إنك على كل شيء قدير سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.
Respected elders and friends, our tongues are too deficient. There isn't enough words in the dictionaries. That Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with this occasion and such a sheikh. We make dua to Allah, that Allah Ta'ala make our sheikh the Sultan of all the awliya, and every split moment raise his stages. And give us tawfiq to hold firm unto his footsteps. We can hear the plea in the heart, respected elders and friends. Let us go back with us fikr, and Allah Ta'ala keep us all steadfast. Hazrat has given all his du'as to all the people who have assisted in this gathering. Although the brothers who have made khidmah, they are asking for forgiveness, but there was no shortcomings from their side. All overcomings. Allah Ta'ala accept and make this reality for us in this dunya, and let us be those people that we become the coolness of the eyes of our Shaykh. This is what they love. They don't want presents, they don't want anything from us. All they want is that we also become the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding. Jazakumullah ahsan al-jaza fi dareen. And Allah ta'ala give our shaykh a long life with afiyat, salamat. And all the best of this world, and the best of the after, and our Hazrat's family, and all that is that are associated with Hazrat. Inshallah, Azad will take place now, and in 10 minutes time, Jamaat will take place, and after the Zohar Salah, whoever is interested in taking that, please come forward, and don't delay in any good action, inshallah. Allah give us tawfiq wa akhirah.